I think Janice and Tisha.
She's very good, very good. If you have any questions for her, there has
If everyone wants to have a seat, we're going to get started.
I get you on all.
I think you're wrong.
I am so wrong.
It's like my ass.
It's Thursday morning, so this is loud. Call to order this 43rd meeting of the New Jersey Highlands Water Protection and Planning Council. My name is John Moinkert. I live in Surgeonsville in Hunterdon County. Let's start with, I think there's some people on the phone, some members.
Michael Salavara, Bernardsville, Somerset County.
Anna Kovac, Town of Clinton, Hunterdon County. Tahisha Wade, Passaic County Freeholder.
Okay. Did everyone hear that? Tahisha Wade, Michael Salavara, and Janice Kovac are on the phone.
Kurt Alstead, public member, Chester Township, Morris County.
Mimi Letts, Persephone, Morris County.
Tracy Perluccio, public member, Hunterdon County.
Debbie Pasquarelli, Warren County Representative, Greenwich Township.
Jack Shire, Morris County Freeholder.
Eric Peterson, Hunterdon County Freeholder.
Tim Dillingham on the public member.
I think we have 11 members here. Glenn Vitrano called to say that because the only matter on the agenda, substantive matter, is Sussex County, which he's to some extent precluded from participating in, he would not be here today. This meeting has been advertised in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act. All who wish, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, good morning. This meeting is held, I guess there have been three working days between the last council meeting and this one. And as a result, the packet for members, essentially I think we're all seeing it for the first time this morning, was emailed out last night. So as we go along, if members need some time to look at some of the things in here, don't hesitate to say so, and we'll try to make sure there is time to do that. The major event that's going on are the public hearings, and looking around, I think everyone in the room pretty much has been to at least one or two. We've had probably over 200 people testify at the public hearings so far, and there are more to go, including one this afternoon in Sussex County. Let me just say before I forget that with the schedule we adopted last week, our next scheduled meeting after this for the full council is February 15th at 4 o'clock. I would like to ask that the chairs of the committees, as we've reconstituted, work with Dante and staff to schedule meetings for each of the committees over the next month if possible. I think we committees need to work out a This work that's clearly on the table for all of them at this point, and to work out some goals and strategies for the coming months, if not the whole year, in terms of Transfer Development Rights Committee is meeting this coming Monday at 2 o'clock, I believe. I'm not sure any other committees are scheduled at this point. Any members have comments or do I break everyone's attention? Anybody on the phone?
No.
Okay. All right. We turn to Dante DeFiro, the director's report.
Thank you, John. Though it's just a week since our last meeting, we've been very busy, both the council and the staff. We had a meeting yesterday in Hunterdon County. Eric was there, Debbie was there from the council member side. Chris Dennis and I were there. We met with the county planners, the freeholders, town officials. We were able to give them an update on the draft plan, discuss, believe to give comment. We answered questions for them, showed them the map with a blow-up of their particular area, and discussed what kind of data we'd like them to share with us. This is part of the fact that the draft plan is still draft. We recognize there's information, including data newer than our 2002 land use land cover that they have that will benefit in terms of improving the updated nature of the map. And so the meeting was well attended and went very well. There was also a meeting last night in Byram. The town had requested a follow-up meeting. We had met with them individually. We'd also met with them recently with county folks, and they had asked a follow-up, and I'll ask Tom to give us an update on that. He attended.
So actually, yeah, two nights ago, it was a meeting, and actually what we were asking for all municipalities, if possible, is to have a joint meeting of the Land Use Board, the committee, the zoning board, if they have one, Environmental Commission, so we can have a full interaction. And it was basically updating Byram and their officials and with some public comment on details of the plan moving forward. Right? It's a very productive meeting.
Great. On the public hearings, John's given us an update. We had Voorhees meeting at the Voorhees High School and Glenn Gardner last night, which I understand was another well-attended meeting. This evening, the meeting John reference is at the Sussex County Technical School, which is in Sparta. That's at 4 p.m. Another item that we want to give you an update on is the Builders Oprah lawsuit. It's a court appearance on Friday. Mr. Cobb's going to update us.
Yes, Judge Posner also appeared before, and he took the matter under advisement. He has asked to review the records we redacted, and he's hoping to make a ruling by the end of this month, perhaps as early as January 23rd. He did distinguish between the documents we withheld that are not pertinent to the regional master plan and provided that he would give more deference to the council on those issues because he understands that's a next step of the plan.
Good. I guess the next step is after the judge reviews the documents in camera, is there a hearing expected or just...
He will likely just issue a ruling of whether those documents should be made available or continue to be redacted.
Okay, thank you. On the technical report releases, by the end of the day, all of the tech reports, save one, will be up on the website. The one that we are working on now is water availability. And I've spoken with Steve and Lisa, and they're working to get that one up as soon as possible. With that, all of the tech reports will be available to the public. In terms of press, there have been lots of articles recently about all the efforts of the council. A lot of good articles. The clips you should be receiving and Patty sending around to the members. One thing in particular, I think it was the Herald that had a 6 or 7 page spread about water and the history of water and its protection, which was particularly interesting if you haven't seen that one already. It's not the typical coverage of a particular event, but actually has an interesting history in the efforts to protect water and the importance of water protection, so I commend that one to your attention. That's all I have, John.
Okay. Any questions for Dante?
Yeah, Dante, would it be possible for you to get us hard copies of all of the technical reports? We don't have to read them online.
I'm sure we could accommodate anyone. I would say if maybe if you just individually let us know who wants them in hard copy. They're voluminous. We can make them for all of you if any of you want to just read them.
Read online, too.
I would say if you know, individual members want any or all of them, let Dante or someone know.
Yeah, I'll take a set, too. Fill a couple trees for me.
Okay.
Is Mars going to be able to get the GIS data that has been requested?
I've had a couple discussions with staff about GIS. We're going to have more information for you at the next meeting. Our effort is to make sure that we can get the county planners significant information so that they can comment. I don't have a resolution for you yet on exactly what we can provide by when, but I agree it's an important thing.
Yeah, it is important for the counties to be able to do exactly that evaluation that you're referring to. Agree. What's the base?
All right. Let's move to the main item of the day, which is Sussex County. Before I introduce our guest, Dr., you want to set a context of where we are?
Thank you. I'll go through a little bit about the history of how we got here. As John's indicated before, we can get to hear from the Office of Smart Growth, which graciously, I mean, graciously agreed to come up. Back in February of 06, the Sussex County submitted a petition for a plan endorsement. It was for their Sussex County Growth Plan. The Office of Smart Growth received that, deemed it administratively complete, and started review. In July, this council submitted a letter to Office of Smart Growth in which we asked for additional information. This is part of the normal process where OSG will review, ask agencies for information, see whether additional information would be appropriate for review. In our letter, we raised five matters in specific. One was to acknowledge the commitment and effort that the county had put forth in its growth plan to advance the goals, strategies, and policies of the State Plan Act. And the council also applauded the county for being the first county in the state to submit a petition for plan endorsement, which promotes the concept of regional planning. The second thing we pointed out was, or asked for, was we sought a clarification as to whether the petition that had been submitted sought to amend the map itself, the state policy map. We wanted to be clear on that, and also to see whether the petition was proposing to make changes in the preservation area. Fourth, council recommended that the petition specifically address the implications of the Highlands Act and the DEP rules under the Highlands Act as it applies. And finally, recommended that consideration of the petition should be coordinated with release of the draft regional master plan. On August 15th, Smart Growth wrote back to us confirming its understanding that we would be providing comments on the petition once we were able to get our draft plan released. As you know, we released the draft plan at the end of November. On the 14th of December, Office of Smart Growth issued their draft plan endorsement report. That's where OSG, as the staff for the State Planning Commission, reviews a petition and provides recommendations to the State Planning Commission for its ultimate action. December 18th, 4 days later, we had a meeting of our Plan Development Committee, and specifically we were attempting to circle back and put together what would be recommendations, comments from the Council that we'd be able to send to OSG and the State Planning Commission. At that meeting, the Plan Development Committee determined to recommend to the full Council that the State Planning Commission the gentlemen are defer action until the draft regional master plan is adopted. After that, we set up a meeting for early January. It's a meeting of the full council on January 11th. We had that meeting, and as you will recall, there was a general discussion which preceded any discussion of Sussex, and in that the council resolved as a general matter that the State Planning Commission ought to defer action on endorsements, petitions in the Highlands until the regional master plan is adopted, and the Council specifically deferred consideration of the Sussex petition to a special meeting that we're at here today. Since that time, the Council staff has worked with the Office of Smart Growth in an attempt to further the coordination between the agencies and to address the situation with regard to Sussex. You have in your packet a draft resolution that we've worked up in conjunction with the Office of Smart Growth to provide a framework for the discussion today. Overall, we'd like to say that if time weren't a factor here, it would be clear that it would be obviously beneficial to everyone to have the regional master plan completed and adopted before consideration of the Sussex plan. As we know, the plan that we're working on has extensive data and that best available science would be beneficial to regional planning. The Sussex plan would also be able to better address some of the legislative provisions of the Highlands Act and provisions of the regional master plan that frankly happened after the Sussex plan was prepared and submitted. In addition, it would provide a better ability to coordinate state policies. Some of the important state policies that need to get coordinated included affordable housing and addressing DEP rules and wastewater planning in particular. So I think everybody agrees that it would be, in the best possible world, the best to have our plan actually adopted before consideration. However, timing is an issue here. The Highlands Act happened when it happened. The State Planning Commission, its process have been ongoing. The County of Sussex has been involved in its growth plan for 5 years, have done significant investments in it. There are procedural deadlines that the Office of Smart Growth and State Planning Commission are subject to. And so as a result, you know, there is a pending petition in front of the State Planning Commission. And so it might not be the procedural position any of us would have asked to be in, but we've got to figure out how to make sense in a way that meets the goals of the respective agencies. As I said, in response to this, we had very good discussions with Eileen Swan, with Ben Spinelli, in an attempt to work out a proposal. The gist of what you have in your proposal from the staff today is that would recognize that while the council has a position.
What are you referring to as the proposal?
The draft resolution.
Which I have to note, I have not read.
Nobody has. No, I was going to, once Dante was finished, I was going to ask for a moment of silence so we could all read it before I read it.
And Tommy, on this being what it is as well, I want to give you sort of a sense of the general direction, so which will help inform you as you read through it. But essentially, it's recognizing the council would obviously prefer to have a chance to adopt the plan before consideration by Sussex. If things being what they are, limitations being what they are, there is consideration of the Sussex plan that a number of specific conditions could be included in that process and in that approval. And these are things that we believe we found common ground with the Office of Smart Growth on. So in that way, things are going to go forward. Be a good chance for us to provide our specific comments on what we can say, and to address as much as possible the conditions for how the process would proceed and what the safeguards would be. We think that would give you a basis or a straw man to look at in the discussion. I would note that we do have one more council meeting that will happen before the State Planning Commission takes up its decision on the Sussex Growth Plan. Before going into any more of the specifics, I know we want to hear from Eileen, who's graciously agreed to come as part of the discussions last week and through yesterday. She and I agreed it would be helpful for her to come today to be able to speak directly to you to convey some of the issues that are important to our sister agency and to look for mutually acceptable solutions.
Thank you. Well, why don't we all take a couple minutes just to read through this, and then we won't consider it immediately, but just so we have the context of what Dante was referring to. And I think if people in the public don't have copies, there are copies on the desk as you come in.
John, this is Janice. I just called Susan, asked her to fax me a copy of it because I don't have a copy.
Okay.
Janice, did you get an email?
No, I did not.
No, I didn't either. I don't think anything got out.
So if we could just hold off while I can get my fax copy and then take a look at it.
Okay, and is that underway for Tanisha and Michael? Tanisha and Michael, are you somewhere where you can be faxed?
I have a copy, assuming it's the thing that went out in the email.
Yeah, okay.
You got an email yesterday, Michael?
Yes.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, it was sent to the usual account, which has everyone's name as a group distribution list, but we'll look into that.
Dante, for some reason I'm not getting them forwarded from the Highlands email to my home email again.
Yeah, apparently from members' comments today that it's an issue. I've asked Matt to look at it. Right now, let me step out and see if I can fax Janice, you and Taisha the text.
Thank you.
Finish reading for the head of the desk. Janice and Tanisha, has the copy got to you yet?
Not yet, we're just checking now.
Okay. Well, I think we'll move on and hope that it comes while Eileen is speaking and have time to look there. If everyone's ready, I would kind of like to welcome and introduce someone who literally needs no introduction, but Eileen Swan is Executive Director of the Office of Smart Growth in the Department of Community Affairs. Thank you for coming, and both of you, if you'd like to come up here.
Will I switch this
around? Yes, you do. Yeah. It's
easier that way.
Yeah, man.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's great to be back, although it does feel strange to sit on this side of the table when I was accustomed to sitting on the other side. And this is actually my first return to the council meetings since I left the council and headed off to Trenton, where I do my daily grind. But it's great to see you all. I consider you certainly all friends, and those of you that on the phone as well, that is. But for those of you like Eric, who I believe is sitting in my seat, that's how I see it. But I obviously know Eric from Huntington County. I'm thrilled that you're there, and I know that you lead our county well, and I'm sure you'll be a great participant in the Highlands Council as well. I thank you for your invitation to come here today. I think it's critical. I'm sorry that we didn't get the opportunity earlier. I know how busy you've been, because I do obviously deal with your staff a great deal. So too have we been busy in the Office of Smart Growth, previously known as the Office of State Planning, and the State Planning Commission. I do want to say thanks to the staff of the Highlands Council for a lot of the work that we've been engaged in together already, and look forward to a lot more work of collaborative and consensus type building in the future. I want to introduce to you as well Corey Piasecki, who's with me here today from the office. He is the area planner for Sussex, Passaic and Warren counties, and also handles cross acceptance for Morris County. And he's a resident of Huntington County, and has, as all of us do in the Office of Smart Growth, the goals and intent of the state plan at heart. Coordination and collaboration, which is basically why I'm here today. That's the sort of the soul of the matter that we're here to discuss. And I think it's something that I've been in 11 months down in Trenton. And if anything, the work that I've been doing with the staff in the Office of Smart Growth, as staff to the State Planning Commission, has been building that collaborative and the objects of, you know, coordination and pulling people together, in particular the different state agencies. And will tell you that I'm convinced that at this point we have reached a very good point with the office and with state planning in bringing together state agencies and getting them convinced that working together and improving our programs to better meet their goals is the way forward. And that is certainly how things have been moving. When it comes to plan endorsement in particular, we've been reviewing and changing a lot of the way the office was doing plan endorsements. And in doing that work, and you'll become more familiar with that, hopefully, because we will be working together into the future, but we're looking to make it a way better process, easier for municipalities in the sense that it will be built to meet the needs of each particular municipality and each particular region and county, but also that it will get the agencies, the different state agencies that work with us, it will get their goals met as well. And now to what we're here to discuss today. In your letter of invitation, I was asked to speak to coordination of the state plan and the Highlands Regional Master Plan and the handling of Sussex County's growth plan endorsement petition. So I think that there's a lot really to cover, and I hope you'll forgive me if some of what I'm going to say is familiar, but I think it's necessary to put everything in context, because I believe that today is the foundation for our future work together. Starting off with the New Jersey State Development and Redevelopment Plan, I think it's important that we look at this in the context of the goals and intent of that particular plan and realise that the goals and intent of the Highlands Act coordinate and mirror those particular goals, some of them more than others. But in particular, goal number 2 in the State Development and Redevelopment Plan is to conserve the state's natural resources and systems. So I think we can all agree there that that's a goal we all want to meet. Goal number 4 is protect the environment, prevent and clean up pollution. Again, you know, something that we all hold dear. And goal number 8, to ensure sound and integrated planning and implementation statewide. And that gets to the very core of our message here today. Further, I think it's important to recognise that the State Planning Act, the State Development and Redevelopment Plan, the current one that we operate under, because we're rewriting this as we speak, the current one was adopted March 1st, 2001. The office is currently working with cross-acceptance and in rewriting this plan, and hopes to have that rewritten by the end of this year and adopted, at which point we'll be updating a lot of the information that's in this 2001 plan. The 2001 plan, for the first time, recognised special resource areas, and the resource area that was recognised was the Highlands region. The State Development and Redevelopment Plan speaks to the fact that the state has an interest and responsibility to steward the special resources of the state, especially those contributing unique or special value at a greater than local scale. Recognition of special resource areas should stimulate and support collaborative planning to sustain the value of those resources. Further, it then speaks to the Highlands area itself, and it talks about the, in this case, it talked about a 1,000 square mile region. Nearly 70% of the area is mapped by the State Development Redevelopment Plan as environmentally sensitive, planning area 4B or planning area 5. And I think we can all agree that is appropriate under the way we map the state. It then talks to planning and implementation strategies, and it speaks to the establishment of an intergovernmental planning initiative inclusive of public participation to identify and address the existing and prospective conditions, opportunities and challenges of the Highlands region, secure the protection of water quality and water supply, natural resources, open space, unique landscape and community character, promote sustainable economic development and encourage redevelopment, especially in existing urban areas. It talks about undertaking a regional capacity analysis to determine levels and locations of growth that can be sustained within the Highlands region, and while maintaining the functional integrity of the regional ecosystems, agriculture, water supplies and local community character. It talks to establishing sound planning, development and water use practices to maintain and enhance the quality and function of the water ecology, including the groundwater aquifer recharge areas, headwater streams, rivers, lakes, reservoirs, and the forested areas that support system functions, and the sustainable management of water resources for both local and extra-regional use. Now, there's more, but I didn't want to get into it all, but I think what I'm trying to set forth here is that the goals and intent of the State Development and Redevelopment Plan should mirror those of the Highlands Act. And if we want to see where we have common ground, it is, I believe, that any actions taken by the State Development and Redevelopment Plan should be in accordance with the actions you take, and our goals should be the same. Moving from the State Development and Redevelopment Plan to the Highlands Water Protection and Planning Act itself, that act was written to intend, again, that we would coordinate and collaborate together. In the introduction to the Act, it speaks that it is appropriate to encourage in certain areas of the New Jersey Highlands, consistent with the State Development and Redevelopment Plan and smart growth strategies and principles, appropriate patterns of compatible residential, commercial and industrial redevelopment, and economic growth. It continues from there. It also says that during the preparation of the Regional Master Plan or any revision thereof, the Council shall consult with the State Planning Commission. So they're marrying us together, and it's our duty to make sure that this occurs. It talks to the fact that the Council shall review all relevant federal, state, and private studies of the Highlands, including the State Development and Redevelopment Plan. It speaks to the goal of the Regional Master Plan with respect to the entire Highlands region shall be, and number six in a series of points, was to encourage, consistent with the State Development and Redevelopment Plan and smart growth strategies and principles, appropriate patterns of compatible residential, etc., growth, etc. Further, it says that the master plan shall include a specific policy statement indicating that the relationship of the proposed development of the municipality as developed in the master plan to, and number three was the State Development and Redevelopment Plan. So I think the intent there was to make sure that we worked together. There is a reciprocal responsibility on the Office of Smart Growth and the State Planning Commission to likewise work with you and consider your plan. And that was set forth in amendments to our plan. Further, and I wanted to bring this to your attention, the statement on the Highlands Act speaks to, with respect to the planning area, the goals of the Regional Master Plan would be to protect surface and groundwaters, preserve to the maximum extent possible any environmentally sensitive lands, protect the essential character of the Highlands environment, preserve farmland and historic resources, encourage appropriate development, redevelopment and economic growth consistent with the State Development and Redevelopment Plan and smart growth strategies and principles. The planning area of the Highlands region in which municipal conformance with the Council's Regional Master Plan is optional and in which the strict DEP permitting requirements would not apply would consist of all that area of the Highlands region not within the preservation area. And the last point I'll make on in relation to the Act is that it says that within 60 days after adopting the Regional Master Plan, the Council shall submit the plan to the State Planning Commission for endorsement pursuant to the rules and regulations adopted by the State Planning Commission. The State Planning Commission review shall be limited to the planning area only. So as we work forward, I think we have to be cognizant of the fact that the Act certainly put us together at the table to work together and to make sure that we're consistent one with the other. And that is our intent and our practice in the Office of Smart Growth and State Planning Commission has been to build great relationships with our sister agencies so that this coordination can occur and occur fairly smoothly. I would like to add that when you come in for plan endorsement, the object of plan endorsement often is to inform the State Development and Redevelopment Plan, and plan endorsement can indeed inform the State Development and Redevelopment Plan and change the mapping and change some of our policies. So there's an opportunity there as we work with you to to take another look at the State Development and Redevelopment Plan to make sure that one is consistent with the other. Now, when it comes to the matter before us as it applies to plan endorsements, and in particular the Sussex County plan endorsement, we've always had an issue and will continue to do so. In doing state planning, there are always different state agencies that are going through different planning objectives at any point in time. For example, I would tell you that the Department of Environmental Protection is currently looking at its wastewater quality management plans. And so, in the best of all possible worlds, we'd hold up the cross-acceptance, we'd hold up state development and redevelopment planning until we had those plans before us so we could, again, better inform cross-acceptance. However, that is not going to be the case, and we've worked with DEP, and we realise that constantly there are updates and new plans that should be considered and will be considered. But timing is of the essence, and because of the protocols and processes that are set up, sometimes you move ahead with something, and then what you do is create that opportunity to look back and to re-inform and change and re-evaluate later. And I think that opportunity exists for us with Sussex County. What I'm looking at now is the Sussex County Plan Endorsement Report written by the Office of Smart Growth. And this is where we advise the Plan Implementation Committee and the State Planning Committee, which is a subcommittee of the State Plan, so that we can advise them of what actions we think are necessary on this particular plan. It is available on our website, and your staff, of course, have been well aware of this and have worked with us and have seen this plan and this report. Dante gave you some of the background of it. In January 2000, Sussex County received a $300,000 Smart Future grant from the Office of Smart Growth to develop a strategic land use plan. And this was to be consistent with the goals and objectives of the State Development and Redevelopment Plan. The plan, and this is important, was adopted by Sussex County September 22, 2004, after 5 years of study and collaboration and public input. And that's, again, where timing is always of the essence. Sussex County submitted their plan February 27, 2006, to the State Planning Commission, and it was deemed complete April 19, 2006. We then proceed to follow the guidelines that set up for us the times we have, and they're very strict as to how we review and the timelines that we're allowed and at what point we have to bring the matter to the State Planning Commission for review. We have the ability to use discretionary power to extend that timeline in order to receive additional information, and we did that on a couple of occasions. One, which Dante pointed out to when he referred to letters that had been sent by the Highlands Council and the Highlands Council staff, where we did actually extend that time to get more information, and we did so. The Sussex County Strategic Growth Plan is a policy document, and that's written in our report. It describes current and trend conditions throughout the county and proposes strategies to reduce sprawl, target growth to appropriate areas, and preserve the rural and environmental landscape. The plan does not propose any changes to the state plan policy map. And I think that can sort of go to the discussion on any confusion. It is consistent with the State Development and Redevelopment Plan and does not change the map in any way. All of Sussex County, with the exception of a portion of Stanhope Borough, is currently designated as rural and environmentally sensitive on the state plan policy map. the only growth areas in the county exist in the small suburban planning area in Stanhope and centres previously designated by the State Planning Commission. This plan will serve as a guidance document on growth strategies consistent with the State Development and Redevelopment Plan. If you looked at the staff recommendation on this plan, and this is our recommendation to the State Planning Commission, and I think it does deserve reading here in front of you. The endorsement of the county's Smart Growth Strategic Plan is recognition of the consistency of the county's land use policies with the goals and policies of the State Development and Redevelopment Plan.
For anyone who has this in front of them, page 6.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize you had it in front of you.
From the Sussex
The report from the Office of Smart Growth. Okay. And it's the underlined portion that I'm reading. Endorsement of the county's strategic growth plan does not change the state plan policy map in any way. Endorsement does not afford existing designated centres with any recognition or benefits beyond their predetermined expiration dates, as determined in the state planning rules. Furthermore, the endorsement of the strategic growth plan does not imply official recognition of any proposed future growth areas and should not be construed to relay any of the benefits otherwise garnered by growth areas in the State Development and Redevelopment Plan. Municipalities in Sussex County must demonstrate capacity for development in centres, as well as the community's overall consistency with the State Development and Redevelopment Plan through a petition for plan endorsement. On page 19 of that plan, there's a reference to the Highlands. And it says that the strategic growth plan includes several sections describing the landscape of the Highlands and acknowledging the sole jurisdiction of the Highlands Council in the preservation area and shared jurisdiction in the planning area. Accordingly, the strategic growth plan does not apply to those areas of the county in the Highlands preservation area as defined by the Highlands Water Protection and Planning Act. There will be further opportunity for greater protection of critical areas when the Highlands Master Plan is adopted and the county can coordinate its efforts with the Highlands Council and the Office of Smart Growth, as well as with other pertinent state agencies. Again, to the centres, endorsement, page 38, I apologise. Endorsement of the strategic growth plan does not serve to redesignate any of the existing centres, nor designate any of the potential future centres. Municipalities must pursue plan endorsement with the State Planning Commission or plan conformance with the Highlands Council to receive official recognition of these centres. And finally, from that report, I will read from page 40, Sussex County will be submitting a draft wastewater management plan that will address infrastructure and sewer service areas for many of the potential growth areas centres identified in the county strategic growth plan. Because of the differing levels of planning completed for these growth areas / centres, sewer service areas can only become realistic when the municipality in which they are located can demonstrate capacity and that environs protections have been enacted. Municipalities with existing designated centres, expiring centres, or those that would like to designate a new centre must go through the wastewater management planning process. It is recommended that these municipalities enter into the plan endorsement and wastewater management planning processes simultaneously to ensure consistency. Because of the environmental constraints, sewer service area finalised during the WMP process will not necessarily be coterminous with existing designated centre boundaries. The reason I went through all that with you is I want you to understand that we were very aware, and because of your letters as well, that asked us to consider your draft plan while we were doing this. We took that to heart and we wanted to make sure that we had put certain things into this document to give you a level of confidence that we were looking to the future and looking to this coordinated effort. there is with any endorsement that the State Planning Commission designates with any particular municipality or region that comes in, a planning and implementation agreement, which further sets forth what the county or region or town would be asked to do in future to remain consistent with endorsement and the different work that has to be done in order to be allowed to be considered, to continue to be considered endorsed. And there's a lot in that, in the PIA, that I think would be important, and I won't go through it all. I'm sure you're very relieved to hear it, but will tell you that we speak in many cases to the fact that the Highlands Council will be part and parcel to the Plan Implementation Agreement. And it does say that the final line in the Plan Implementation Agreement says, Sussex County and the Office of Smart Growth will coordinate with the Highlands Council on all relevant plan implementation agenda items. As we work on these issues of plan endorsement, we work with all the relevant agencies. Obviously, we know that you are the relevant agency now in the Highlands area, and you will be at the table with us on all plan endorsements that take place within the Highlands region, that is in the planning area. You'll be with us, and just as we sit with DEP, with Department of Agriculture, with DOT, we'll have you there. Your comments will be part of the written record, will be posted like everybody else's, and will be considered by the State Planning Commission. I hope that also gives you a level of confidence moving forward. As regards to where the Sussex County petition goes next, we have a Plan Implementation Committee meeting on the 24th of this month. It is a subcommittee of the State Planning Commission and does not in itself have any right to take actions. What it can do, though, is look at the plan and our report, and if there's anything they want us to do, any particular direction, that subcommittee can then say to us, we need more information, we need greater analysis, whatever it is they want to do. They also then can say, yes, we think this is ripe to move to the State Planning Commission. It goes before the State Planning Commission, if the PIC so desires, at the February 21st meeting. And we have it on the agenda at the moment because it's required under the timelines that the State Planning Commission would have the ability to act upon it on that date. So you have until that date, and that's what Dante was letting you know earlier, if there's any further action you wish to take or any further consideration. No endorsement can occur before the February 21st. That is the earliest. The State Planning Commission may or may not choose to endorse at that point in time. The Office of Smart Growth recommends an action, but obviously it's up to the State Planning Commission on what action they desire to take. Now, in working with your staff and going over the various issues and trying to see how we can give any greater level of comfort on Sussex County and this petition, we worked together, and I'd like to bring these matters before you. Sussex County has submitted its petition, and you're well aware of that at this point, and the petition has been evaluated by the Office of Smart Growth and the other state agencies, DEP, DOT, AG. They've all been at the table with us. They've all given their comments. Their comments are included in both the report and in the planning implementation agreement. We are at the point now where our rules dictate that we must make a recommendation to the State Planning Commission regarding whether or not the plan is consistent with the state plan. The decision on this petition has been delayed on several occasions to allow for submission of additional information and adequate time for this information to be evaluated by relevant parties. The Office of Smart Growth believes that it's important to move forward with a decision on the Sussex County Plan because of the time, money, public input and effort invested in the petition for plan endorsement and the county plan itself. The real issue becomes resolving any potential conflicts between the Sussex County Regional Plan, the State Plan, and the forthcoming Highlands Regional Master Plan. Whereas there were various options discussed, there was one course which we feel allows the Sussex petition to move forward and resolves the concerns of the Highlands Council and staff. This option involves recommending the Sussex Plan for endorsement with certain steps taken as a condition of that endorsement. These conditions would be stated specifically in the Office of Smart Growth report on the petition, included in any resolution from the State Planning Commission endorsing the petition, and in the Plan Implementation Agreement that specifies actions taken as a condition of endorsement of the petition. Now, these mirror what you have in your resolution today. I do want to let you know that this is our recommendation to the State Planning Commission. They may act as they so desire. But we are in concert with your staff on the recommendations before you today, as they apply to what I'm going to read now. a statement that the Sussex County Plan must adequately recognize and protect the resources of the Highlands that are contained within Sussex County in order to be consistent with the stated goals, policies and objectives of the state plan. We believe that is in the report and is in the PIA, but we're stating it again for greater clarity. We would agree to clearly restate, because I think you know from my reading that this exists, that endorsement of the Sussex County Plan does not delineate or create any new centres or growth areas. Clearly restate that Sussex County Plan did not adequately address issues of resource capacity and that endorsement of the plan does not enable any actions dependent upon proof that sufficient resource capacity exists. That goes to the comment again that they're preparing their plan, wastewater plan, in concert with DEP. To clearly restate that the state plan recognises the Highlands as a special resource area and the consistency of any plan at either the county or municipal level requires adequate protection of the region's resources. Clearly restate that the information that will support the Highlands Regional Master Plan must be considered when available by all Highlands counties and municipalities. And the most important point, I think, is that we would require Sussex County to re-evaluate its regional plan at the time that the Highlands Regional Master Plan is complete. And in the body of your resolution, it does speak as well to endorsement. Because in order for us to be consistent, we can't really look in two ways at this. But having endorsed your plan, it will be consistent with the State Development and Redevelopment Plan, which would allow us the opportunity then to re-evaluate the Sussex County Plan and to see that it is consistent then with the State Development and Redevelopment Plan. We would check that it was complete and that we would look for any potential conflicts between the plan and the Highlands Plan as it pertains to the Highlands Planning Area. That is the action that we think would be most prudent to take in order that we can move forward with this and still give you a level of confidence in moving forward that the goals and intents of your Act will also be carried forward in all actions in Sussex County. In general, on all plan endorsements moving forward, we've spoken to your staff, and it's what I said earlier, we believe that you would sit at the table with us. Now, the difficulty is in the time period before your plan is adopted. We could move forward as we are suggesting today, but once your plan is adopted and you have the confidence then and the time to give to, you know, commenting on plan endorsements, you would be an agency at the table with us so that we could make sure that we are consistent, collaborating together, and meeting our end goals. I do have more information, but I think that what I've given you is hopefully sufficient for you to make a decision today. I'm ready for any questions or any comments you wish to direct to me. And as I say, if there's further information I can give, I'd be glad to give it.
Thank you. Thank you for coming in your comments and for all the time and work you put into this to trying to find common ground on this issue. My one question is, if I understand all the caveats and conditions you are agreeing to or suggest that we agree to here, if all that happens and the State Planning Commission adopts or endorses the Sussex Plan, what's the effect? What changes for Sussex County? What are the benefits to Sussex County or the State Planning Commission? What's different in March and April than is happening today?
Well, I think you've got to realize that this plan was adopted by Sussex County in 2004. They want to work with their municipalities. They believe in the goals and intent of the State Development Redevelopment Plan and want to act in a way that they can guide municipalities to look at preventing sprawl, at centre-based development, and taking a look at carrying capacity analysis. And they want to work with their municipalities, and the PIA sets forth a track and a record of work that they can do in guiding the municipalities that I believe leads to both what you want to achieve and what we want to achieve. As you know, actions that go on and planning actions within the planning area continue today. I think they'd be better served if that plan implementation agreement was in place. And also, if you think in terms of what Sussex County has done and the money and time they've spent and the collaboration and agreement they've achieved with public input and from their municipalities, I think in good faith, to continue to hold them up, holds them from moving forward in concert with the State Development and Redevelopment Plan.
Questions? Anyone on the phone have questions?
I don't quite understand, Eileen. It sounds to me like you're saying to us, vis-a-vis that portion of Sussex County in the planning area, you all today ought to move forward with your draft regional master plan. You know, our problem is we don't know, after we have all of the input from the public, where we will be with a finalized regional master plan. And if we move forward today endorsing something, we may discover in respect of the final plan that there are conflicts between what you're asking us to endorse today and the final plan.
Thank you, Michael. I'd start by saying we're definitively not asking you to endorse a plan. Only the State Planning Commission can endorse this plan. What we're asking you to do is not prevent us from moving forward and doing the job that we're asked to do in meeting our particular requirements. We realize that when your final plan is adopted, and it may look different from the draft plan you have today, recognizing that, we feel that it would be more important to, at that stage, take another look at this plan and then judge to see if there are inconsistencies. And we're allowing, in the resolution before you today, to have the ability to take a second look at the point when you're prepared and you have an adopted plan to see if those inconsistencies do exist, and then the State Planning Commission can work with Sussex County to address any inconsistencies. So what we're asking from you today really is not to ask us to defer action on this, on our endorsement. And we're offering in return an opportunity to continue to work together and address inconsistencies when you are ready to do so.
Well, I guess from my perspective, I'm perfectly happy with us not telling you all how to do your business. I don't think we ought to be doing that. But I'm awfully uncomfortable with us getting out in front of ourselves. And I think as a practical matter, that's what it is. But that would be what we were doing if we were saying okay to anything that's on the table in front of us. So to the degree that you're not asking us to say okay to you about a Sussex plan, that makes me feel a lot more comfortable.
That is correct, Mike. Michael, I'm not...
Michael, and follow that. Double negative.
Well, I'm concerned that what I think has happened here is our staff has been asked to look at a Sussex plan. I've been handed a Sussex plan to look at. I think as a practical matter, despite that, I realize we're not being called upon to endorse a plan with the technical meaning of endorse, but we're being asked to pass on a plan. I thought if we're not being asked to pass on a plan and we're simply being asked not to tell the State Planning Commission how it ought to proceed, I'm happy being silent vis-a-vis the State Planning Commission, but I'm not happy saying we think the Sussex plan is okay or isn't going to be in conflict with the final regional master plan. I look, there are tons. There are a substantial number of private and public entities who would love us to be saying okay to what they want to do vis-a-vis some section of the Highlands. And I think doing that for a state agency or a private individual at this juncture, hopefully only a few months from having a final regional master plan, would be inappropriate.
Michael, if I can just clarify for the record that we offer all interested state agencies, the public, all interested parties, the opportunity to comment, if they so wish, on any of our activities. In the case of the Sussex County Plan, it was the staff and this council that asked for the opportunity to comment. And we obviously would take comments if you so wish to do. We do not, you know, specifically request them of you or demand them of you. We offered the opportunity, and certainly you're in letters to the State Planning Commission, you have requested that opportunity. I would agree with you that the object of your exercise at this point in time is to get to an adopted plan, and you do not feel that you have all the information currently before you to make recommendations on this particular plan. So we're saying today, yes, we would ask you to let us continue to do our work, but we are offering an opportunity to have a look back after adoption of your final plan that you can then check for inconsistencies. They could be addressed at that point.
Well, I'm just lost because as far as I know, we don't have the power to stop you from moving forward with your work, and we're clearly going to have to check in the planning area in respect of inconsistencies. I'm just concerned that somebody's going to think we have said the Sussex plan in the planning area is somehow all right with us, and it's premature for us to do that.
Are there other questions, Marlene? And then we'll come back to that when we get into discussion.
I have a couple questions. Are we talking just about the planning area in this aspect, correct?
Absolutely. Okay. And categorically.
If I really recognize there's a problem here that in some of the public comment prior, a long time ago, at least it seems like a long time ago, where somebody came in and said the state plan is only going to require them to basically adopt our plan in the planning area by our requirements becoming part of the state plan. So a backdoor way of forcing the towns who are in the planning area to adopt our planning area plan, which I have a concern that by tying our concerns into your approval to send to the state commission, that we're, you know, in a sense doing that, because we're saying they have a plan here and then we have our plan, and we're saying some of our requirements about what we concerns that we have with this plan over here should be given some precedent when it goes to the state planning commission. And my concern is that that's kind of doing what some people have a fear of, is that we'll force our plan on them indirectly. And I have a little bit of a problem with that. I think my concern with this was, when I thought about this, I thought it would be better if the towns had the plan that they proposed, or the counties in this situation, and our plan that was done, and they could choose which way they wanted to go from there. And then that way we're not forcing ourselves on them, and they go through either process at that point. I think the problem that I have is that they don't have the choice right now. If they go forward with this, the likelihood that they'll consider our plan is probably diminished because they've already decided to go one way. And to change course in a matter of a few months is probably unlikely. But the other issue is if we tag that our requirements on as a condition to the plan that they've submitted, then in a sense we force them into our plan. Those are the boundaries that I have with.
Eric, I understand your concerns, and just let me say that I'm to your concern over sort of a mandatory compliance, I'm not speaking to that. Sorry. Rather, what I'm speaking to is the fact that our goals and intents being the same, it's set forth very clearly in the State Development and Redevelopment Plan, natural resource protection, and that's what you're all about. And I would liken this to recently the Department of Environmental Protection had asked us to include information in the cross-acceptance process to better reflect environmentally sensitive areas, and we did so. We don't mandate zoning in what we do. That's not the kind of body we are. We have planning areas that indicate to the state where capital infrastructure should be spent, and generally speaking, where protections are greatest and where development might appropriately occur. And plan endorsement is where there's a greater implementation. You're concerned that if the Sussex County plan moves forward, that somehow they're on a different track. They adopted that long ago. It is consistent with the State Development and Redevelopment Plan as it is today. So were it not to be endorsed, their path doesn't really change. What does change is our ability through the plan implementation agreement to move certain items forward that are of benefit to those municipalities and to that county. But there's no confusion in my mind, because this is consistent with the State Development and Redevelopment Plan, does not change any of our mapping. Now, had this changed mapping, had this designated centres, I could see areas of greater concern, but it does not. So, remembering that they are moving ahead as we speak, they have this as an adopted plan, we believe it's consistent. We endorse on the basis that it is consistent with the State Development and Redevelopment Plan, and then have an ability to continue to work with the county and the municipalities on things such as the Wastewater Quality Management Plan, such as habitat rules, and a score of other things that are outlined in the PIA.
Point of clarification, as I've heard this concern a couple of times, that, and they have just expressed it, that we are forcing something to happen. I'm just in the resolution we had before us last time, Tom had articulated what the law requires. And the law requires that, as you articulated earlier on, this collaboration, coordination, conversation going on between the agencies. But in that integration, cross-acceptance of the RMP into the State Development Plan, ultimately, the law amended the State Planning Act to direct the State Planning Commission to rely upon plan and the regulations in its action. So there is a legal directive here. It's not something that we're doing as subterfuge, as a backdoor, or an intention. So I think that goes to Michael's concern, and I think your concern, that because of the timing of this, that we not create an imprimatur of approval on plans which ultimately may have to change. I mean, the analysis provided by the OSG identifies that there are all sorts of unanswered questions out there that need to be addressed in the future, many of which will be directly spoken to by the RMP, primarily the water resources related ones, as well as the boundaries of growth areas and that type of thing. So I just think, we ought to be clear that this conversation about how to integrate these best and reduce the conflict, and in all honesty, not lead the county down the road where they're expecting to rely upon the details of this petition in a way that may be in conflict, is one that's completely consistent with what the law directs both the State Planning Commission and the Council to do. It's not ultraviruses, is that the word you guys use? It's not outside the law.
We've learned to use it, listening.
And just, we don't, when we endorse the Highlands Master Plan, it's endorsed as being consistent with the goals and policies of the State Development and Redevelopment Plan. And that is the important fact to remember. It's not as if we sort of wholesale suddenly adopt that plan and it becomes part and parcel of the SDRP. What happens is we work with you to make sure that it's consistent with the same goals and policies, which then gives us that state planning framework. We don't get into the level that your plan will in terms of zoning, in terms of other decisions. We don't do that at the State Development and Redevelopment Plan level.
But I think the concern is just the nature of it. We're going to run into this problem. Some of the concern that we're voiced here in public comments is that it is a way to force part of the plan, at least, on municipalities. But the problem becomes, where do you separate? Where does that line drawn? And we run into this because of the timing of this. It exacerbates that perception, at the very least.
Because I'd like to keep this for a moment to questions to Eileen, and then we'll get into a discussion of what action, if any, we should take. So, questions.
I just wanted to say, endorsement by the State Planning Commission of a county's or a municipality's plan does not require, if it's in the planning area, does not require that municipality be in conformance with the Highlands Regional Master Plan.
we haven't done any endorsements. If we endorse, currently you don't have a master plan that we can look to see if there are consistencies or inconsistencies. When you have a master plan that is adopted, you will sit, as do the other agencies, with us and work on endorsements to check for inconsistencies. And the way I'd put it to you is this way, Mimi, and it goes to some of what Eric and Tim were speaking to.
I mean, just not to be rude, but
yes or no?
The Act says clearly that, you know, conformance in the planning area is voluntary.
Correct.
I think that's what Eric is getting at also. Is it still voluntary?
Yes,
and
it is.
Can a town still get plan endorsement, state plan endorsement?
Yes, they can.
Without buying into the Highlands Regional Master Plan?
And the answer is yes.
That was going to
be. Got to be clear.
Yes.
Yes. I've been reading this all
Absolutely.
Morning, and the only thing that I can find, and you correct me if I'm wrong, in the planning area, and we are strictly talking about the planning area, the only requirement that they conform is on both the county and municipal level is voluntary if they want to be able to take advantage of the economic benefits that we may have to offer to them. And I don't see that there's any punishment, if you will, if they decide not to conform.
No, I think the power that we have and the both opportunities and concerns that raises is to, once we have a plan adopted, to recommend to other state agencies that they change their plans to be consistent with the Highlands plan. And so, in this instance, if we adopt a plan and we say to the State Planning Commission, the state plan is inconsistent with the Highlands plan in these ways in the planning area, and the State Planning Commission then chooses to amend the state plan to become consistent with the Highlands plan, well, then it has had the effect of relying on the work we've done to change the state plan and therefore change what municipalities and counties have to do to comply with it. But it's a process question. It's not that our adoption of the plan automatically changes anybody's policy. I don't know if that helped or not. But
I had a couple questions.
Yeah.
I think that was clear. I still don't quite get what the urgency is. I understand there's mandated deadlines.
Right.
What are they?
Setting aside. Setting aside, well, if you want to address that, fine, but setting aside the issue of mandated deadlines, what is the urgency? Why, if we are going to expect in the resolution, for instance, these various measures to be taken by you, that is, to amend the plan, should it be not consistent, for Sussex to revisit their plan based on our plan, if that were to come true, then I don't see what the urgency is to move ahead with, and please explain it, with your endorsement of their plan, because they will be setting everything aside, waiting to see what we do in a couple months anyway.
I don't believe they'll be setting everything aside. They can continue to work on their PIA items and move forward on things that affordable housing inventory, doing a build-out analysis with communities, working on their wastewater quality management plan in the manner that we've set forth with them in the PIA, with the agencies at the table. But on your first question was to the timeline. I brought this with me in case the question would be asked, and so forgive me if I have to read this, but the Office of Smart Growth has 30 days to review, submit petitions, and assess for completeness. Once the Executive Director has received all of these documents, the petition has been deemed complete. The state agency staff, coordinated by the Office of Smart Growth, will have 45 days within which to review the petition. The Executive Director may hold a public hearing at the request of the governing body. That was indeed held, as to how that goes forward. We did do that. Following the review period, the Executive Director of the Office of Smart Growth has 60 days to prepare a report on the consistency or inconsistency of the petitioner's plan and proposed plan implementation agreement to the state plan and submit that to the State Planning Commission and the petitioner. The Executive Director may request additional information extending the 60-day review period by an additional 45 days. We did that twice, and with the consent of Sussex went over the 45 days. And one of the reasons we did that was at the request of the Highlands Council.
Eileen, I think the question is, what binds the State Planning Commission to have, I know they have to consider it, or they could consider it, what binds them to have to consider it and to have to approve it?
That's my question, because I didn't, I don't, I think it's their rules.
Your reviews, I think.
Yeah, so we bring it, so our reviews require that we bring it to State Planning Commission, which is what we're doing. The State Planning Commission then takes an action based upon its consistency with the Estate Development and Redevelopment Plan, based to a large degree on the recommendations of the Office of Smart Growth and the state agencies that had input into that. And at this point in time, we have a job to do, and we service municipalities and counties. They've done the work, and they started it more than 5 years ago. They feel that they've done the work, done everything that have asked, been asked of them, come to the state and expect a response. The constant complaint I get from municipalities and counties since I've moved down to Trenton is that the state keeps changing the bar and changing the rules. They entered a process expecting fair treatment in a given amount of time, like anybody else that has come into this process. Other endorsements have moved on while they're waiting. We're going to be endorsing other townships that have come in around the same time as them. They feel they've done their duty, they've met their bar. And once again, the state is looking to change the rules and change the timelines. And from I truthfully, since I've been down to Trenton, have made my office responsive to municipalities and to counties, and I've said to state agencies, don't change the bar on them, don't keep changing the rules. You've set forth the rules, abide by them and live with them. And that's, I guess, what I'm asking.
On that particular, Eileen, are those Highlands municipalities that you're talking about?
No. We have two towns within the Highlands that have come in for pre-petition under court mandate, and if they put their applications in as they're planning to do so, they will be asking to move forward. They have court mandates to come before us. They are, I believe you're aware of them, Lebanon Borough and Holland Township. So, and they will also come into us for plan endorsement. And I don't know if they will be at a point ready to be endorsed before your master plan is adopted. I do not know.
So the only bar that's, to use your language, the only bar that's being changed here is that the act was passed and the plan is being put forward. I mean, it's not just another action. This was a monumental change.
It is a monumental change.
The county plan, this is the first county plan that is moving forward before we have ours done. And, you know, as Dante said in the beginning, it's unfortunate. This timing is very unfortunate. But I haven't understood what the urgency is to move, besides the fact that they want to get going and working on these things. They can continue to work on these things. But the things that you mentioned, to me, are really key to what we are going to be doing, because they're the municipal level opt-in that we're looking for. And I know we're going to discuss this further, but I just, in terms of questions, just had one follow-up to try to illustrate this a little further so I can understand. If in a situation, for instance, in one of these existing centers, you say there's no new centers, but there's existing centers in this plan. Now, so if there is an application for a development project within one of these existing centers that relies on wastewater management planning that already exists, hasn't been redone, it was already agreed to by the state, those development applications can move ahead, right?
Yes, and they'll move ahead even if you endorse, whether you endorse this or not. That's what I'm asking you. What I think you need to think about is what are the inconsistencies currently? This is consistent with the State Development and Redevelopment Plan. It changes nothing, but it allows Sussex County to achieve what it set out to achieve more than 5 years ago. But it doesn't change the planning areas, doesn't change the centres.
I guess the last thing, part of my question then that addresses that is, to me, it is big change, because the issue of whether or not our goals and are consistent with the state plan isn't the issue. The issue is that ours is a science-based plan. So we have developed resource capacity estimates, for instance, that are very useful to the municipalities. And they may redefine what should happen in these various centers, because the decisions on these centers were based on old or undeveloped information that now we can fill the holes in up. So my concern is that here if they're moving ahead with this existing plan, which may be based on inaccurate assessments of resource capacity, then they're moving ahead at odds with what the resource management plan is supposed to accomplish. And I just don't see what the urgency is to wait a few months so all of the pieces of the puzzle can be put together for these municipalities so they can decide whether or not they want to opt in and get the protections of the plan, or whether they want to, you know, move ahead with as they presently plan in this plan.
I mean, so, rule that as a rhetorical question.
Okay. Thank you.
I have a couple questions for Eileen, and I have a bunch of comments. I'm going to hold my comments. Is that what you want us to do until we then? Okay, first, thanks for coming, Eileen. Appreciate it.
I have one question that maybe simplify. I mean, she was dismissing you, but I'm not dismissing you. What would happen if the council today decided not to consider this resolution that is before us? What would happen in the entire context of what we're discussing here regarding Sussex County's application for planning?
The Plan Implementation Committee would decide whether to move this forward to the State Planning Commission on the 24th of January. The State Planning Commission would consider this on February 21st and would either decide to endorse or not endorse. If their decision to not endorse, it would presumably be because they required some more information from us. But then they would endorse the plan. Sussex County would then be deemed consistent with the State Development and Redevelopment Plan. And nothing really changes in terms of the wastewater quality management plan still has to be done. It has to be done with DEP. That's going to take time. And there'll be more time to consider what the Highlands Master Plan looks like.
Right, that was going to be part B of my question.
Wait. You cut off Debbie.
I was just thanking her.
I'm so eager. Actually, my first question that was in for Eileen. Who prepared this resolution? Which, Michael, to clarify, I have never seen this document before that I'm looking at today until I got here. So any discussion we had about resolutions, I had not seen this till I walked in the door. Who actually wrote this document?
Our staff did, in conjunction with Eileen and Ben Spadano.
Who wrote the 15th whereas? Because I want to ask them, whoever it is.
Could you tell us which that is?
It's the third from the top of the second page, whereas the State Planning Commission shall consider all available data, shall give due consideration to plan comments and advice, and set forth, and it gives a reference to Highlands Act.
I guess the question is that explicitly what the Highlands Act says? The third full one from the top of the second page.
Please first of all understand that this was written after a meeting amongst the staff, so everything in it is, to a certain extent, is from a giving and sharing of ideas, but I would believe that was written by your staff.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it matters who wrote it.
Well, that Debbie asked.
Everybody's going to agree this is valid. That's really where, thank you, John. Yeah. That's really where I'm going.
Is that, are all those sentences, is that what all required by the Highlands Act, I guess?
As I recall this, consider available data, and as we said, the sentiment started first that is going back to Tim's point before, that there's language in the Act that requires SPC to rely on the plan and regulations of the Council. So that was attempted to pick up. The due consideration language comes from one of the citations, which is actually, we have to fix the citation,
but
shall give due consideration to plan's comments. That language comes from the Highlands Act. So there was a sense that, and this goes between the voluntariness point and the sharing of information that Eric was pointing out, is somewhat of a gray area, which is on one hand, the Act clearly says that it's voluntary whether a planning area town wishes to choose to conform or not. And as Eileen's correctly stated, nothing in the proposal would change that. By the same token, there's a requirement, there are all these consultation requirements, and a requirement that due consideration shall be given to comments, advice of the Highlands Council, and that comes from the statute. So it's the process as I reconcile the two is, whereas voluntariness will remain as a concept which will be applied, and planning area towns will not be forced to accept the Highlands plan unless they opt in. At the same time, the science and the data that Tracy is pointing to necessarily is going to be considered by all state agencies in the sharing and consideration of information. To go back to Eric's point, where exactly does that leave us? I think where that leaves us is, you know, good science is going to will out. It will be considered by everybody, but it's for absolute jurisdiction. The State Planning Commission is going to decide how that will inform the state plan, in the areas where there's no mandatory conformance. We're going to do our best to use that science in the planning areas with the hope that towns will opt in. That's the best I can do to reconcile the two. And those citations are designed to show how that sentiment is captured by statements in the Highlands Act.
So the answer is yes, and both OSG and our staff agrees that this
yes.
this is accurate.
That's a joint
but I just wanted to bring out, because it's going to reflect, and I'll defer my comments to later, but I'll allude to them by saying this is the ball we need to keep our eye on, right here. This point, it's about consideration of the data that we've spent 2 years putting together, and the people of this state have spent millions of dollars on us putting together in a draft regional master plan. But
I would like to respond, because it was posed as a question, just say to you, because I mean, I brought the language with me today. Our Act was amended to allow for this, and the language in that whereas is taken straight from it, and it says, in preparing, maintaining, and revising the State Development and Redevelopment Plan, the Commission shall solicit and give due consideration to the plans, comments, and advice of each county and municipality, state agencies designated by the Commission, the Highlands Water Protection and Planning Council, etc. And it also says, and local and regional entities. That's to give you the full context.
That's an interesting point. You just said that that's a rule that your group must solicit comments?
When I opened up my comments, I said to you that it was reciprocal. Not only does your Act say that you have to consult with us, so too do we have to work with you. And that is it. We have to solicit and give due consideration.
Okay. So, and again, that word solicit, because it has been alleged to some that the council is overstepping their bounds and wanting to offer comments related to this. And I just heard Eileen read something from her own regulations that say that this group is required to solicit them. So maybe we can put that issue...
No, we solicit. It says the slate, we solicit, and we did indeed solicit.
Okay.
That's why we're here today.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
But it has been alleged that we were pushing ourselves into this process, and I've not heard that exact language. Just want to clarify that.
Well, I'm not sure where that allegation comes from. I know it doesn't come
from. Just so everybody knows.
No, but I like that Dante's clarifying that, because I don't know the derivation of that, but definitely not.
It was said to me that that's what's been alleged, and so I was asked to comment, well, why are we pushing ourselves on there? If we're forcing ourselves to comment, and I tried to respond that no, there's a requirement, and it's in this whereas, and it's in what Eileen just read.
Well,
so
just because it's not a requirement that we comment, it's a requirement that they offer us the opportunity.
Right. Okay. And that's right. Okay. My questions are on what you said, and to follow up on Tracy's point, going over the deadlines. So I conclude what was said is the State Planning Commission is under no statutory deadline to act on this petition by any particular date. You are operating under rules that you have to provide recommendations to them, but the State Planning Commission is not required to act by any specific date.
The State Planning Commission must make a determination on the petition within 90 days after receiving it.
That's in the law.
Yes.
That's 90 days after?
Receiving it.
Okay, so what? So
the rules.
These are the rules.
The rules.
Yes.
Not
no, the rules.
So when did that clock start?
It starts when we deliver to them for their recommendation.
Okay, so that's not legislation establishing that the Office of State Planning, excuse me for interrupting.
These are the rules and guidelines under which we operate.
For your own usage, not
and have been adopted by the State Planning Commission officially.
Right, but not something that was in legislation.
In the State Planning Act, no.
Okay.
But that clock hasn't started ticking.
Is it the report submission that you guys did, or is it when the PIC, after the PIC meeting, do you happen to know, or should we?
It says if the Office of Smart Growth has not made a recommendation, state blah, 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 blah. It just says the State Planning Commission must make a determination on the petition within 90 days after receiving it. I'm sorry, I'm reading the rest of this, within 45 days notice. It's a question of to when they will consider having received it. We've posted the recommendation, and that was done some time ago. So it's a question of where they start the clock ticking.
Okay, so just to make the point that we're not operating under any specific deadline at this point, and that's not the ball that we should have our eye necessarily. Let's see. The statement, some more comments in here were made about requiring Sussex to reevaluate after the regional master plan's adopted. Could you tell us specifically what that process would be and what authority
OSG would have in requiring?
Yes, Debbie.
Meaningful changes based on this.
Well,
because it sounds like the decision's going to be made and decisions made once the endorsement's done. So what realistically could happen for us to understand?
Yeah, and I think that's a very fair question. In the terms of the planning and implementation agreement have to be met in order for a town or a region to retain its endorsement status. Therefore, we had said in working with your staff that we could make that a condition within the PIA. We'd do it in other places as well, but again, we put it within the PIA and require that it happen, so that if it didn't happen, we can actually remove that designation of endorsement.
And what exactly would happen? That we provide comments and they have to read them? I mean, what it does,
when
you, question whether there's any teeth really to this.
You bring your plan comes to us for endorsement. We work through consistencies and inconsistencies. It informs the state plan. Now, when I say that, this is to Eric's point again, in the sense that if you bring data and science to us that is relevant and should be taken into consideration, obviously it must inform the state development redevelopment map and plan. So if we take that into consideration, we then ask the county to reevaluate their plan in terms of consistency with that, and if there are inconsistencies, we then can ask for them to be addressed. The State Planning Commission can. Do we have teeth? Yes, because it's in the PIA, and we have teeth in the PIA to be able to remove that status.
If State Planning Commission does not act on this in February, what implications are there to really affect ultimately land use in Sussex County? A couple of months away, because I don't really, to Tracy's point, I don't want to see what happens.
I think I think that's a question you should best really put to Sussex County. From our perspective, you know, again, I sort of reiterate what they've invested time, energy, money in this plan. It's already, as we march on, it's sort of time is marching and they're sort of becoming more and more out of date. They want to work on it. They've, in good faith, they've come to us. And when I talked about the bar changing before, remember that when we worked with them on this, certain promises were made to them to get them to the end game, your council included, and they believed that they were getting to endorsement, and the continual change of that agreement is something that I believe will lead to bad faith between the county and the state agencies. So, I mean, that there are many reasons why it should move forward to allow them to do their planning and in good faith continue their work with their municipalities. And it allows us to judge that we've got timelines throughout the PIA then as well that are required to be met that would bring good planning to the table and encourage good planning to do with open space, to do with COA, to do with build-out analysis, septic management, all kinds of different things.
You answered the first part of my question. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on Debbie, but I was so eager to get the question asked because your clarity is so refreshing. We're understanding this. It's nice to have you back and revealing this, some of your incisiveness and your insights. Is this resolution before us? You read this. You understand this.
Yes.
That we're looking at. Is that consistent with everything you've been saying here this morning?
It is consistent. Obviously, under the first, therefore, I would prefer that you didn't ask for a deferral.
Yes, that but, was going to be my part B.
You know, that being honest from my perspective, right. But understanding that it offers an opportunity to move forward and give you a level of confidence, yes, I would support it.
Okay.
Jim?
Goes back to the sort of the enforcement question, if you want to call it that, about the PIA. Because I think that as Michael said earlier on, the real critical perspective for us is not so much to tell SBC how to operate, but to make sure that any actions they take don't compromise the effectiveness in the implementation of the regional master plan. And that's the fundamental conundrum, because I do think that there are sort of secondary decisions that get made based around the substance of plan endorsements, plans that are endorsed, and of particular concern are wastewater decisions, I think you said, report says that the county is seeking a revision to their wastewater management plan. But so when you say that when the RMP is adopted, the OSG would be supportive of having Sussex County re-examine, does that mean that you would ask them to bring it into conformity with that?
Yes, so we would reevaluate any inconsistencies, and then the SPC would work with Sussex County to make sure that they were re-informed and then thus made themselves consistent.
Right, and then a failure to do that would be sort of a transgression on...
It would fail, the items of the PIA, because that's why we're willing to add it in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll oversimplify this, but Tom, is there anything in the Act that prevents municipalities and counties in the planning area from continuing on with their normal master plan revisions, coordination with the State Planning Commission in any way?
Let me, because if you don't mind, Mr. Chairman, a couple of issues here. The two terms I've always tried to keep separate and apart are consistency and conformance. The State Planning Act requires consistency with the state plan. The Highlands Act requires conformance. That's why we call it plan conformance as opposed to plan endorsement, as those are two entirely separate issues. The Act requires, mandates conformance for municipalities in the preservation area. For the planning area, it's entirely voluntary. That is not to say, though, that, as Eileen alluded to before, just because a town does not choose to come into conformance, that state policies won't change that will affect their land use planning. State policies change in the planning area with respect to DEP regulations. The regulations DEP adopted in December and had on the books previously required consistency with our plan with respect to wastewater management planning. Similarly, if the town chooses not to conform and goes to the State Planning Commission for endorsement, once the state plan's updated with our information of our master plan, they will look for consistency there. So it's a dynamic planning process. I don't want to say that planning area municipalities are unaffected by our plans, because they are, but they will always have the choice whether or not to conform, so to come into plan conformance or go for plan endorsement.
But basically, my municipalities in the planning area could never read anything put out by the Highlands Commission Council, but because other agencies have changed their plans to conform with that, they would have to conform with that.
Right, and I think the major distinction is that when we adopt our plan, we provide it to the State Planning Commission for endorsement. What Eric was alluding to before is they don't simply take our plan and incorporate it in their plan. They will update their policies, potentially update their state plan policy map to take the most recent information, and that state plan would be updated.
As we would do for any state agency. Can I answer, Kurt, though? Because I believe, Kurt, your question was, in this interim period, will municipalities that are in the planning area, can they update their master plans? And the answer is yes. There's nothing to hinder them doing so in the Act. And coming in for plan endorsement, there's nothing in the Act that hinders them from moving forward with us.
Well, that's my reading of it as well.
Right.
And then what I'd further say is, in response, Tom, that they still may have to comply with other rules and regs. Well, this is something that's ongoing always.
That's right.
So, I mean, this is no different, if... a town could say, well, we could never revise a master plan because we might have to adapt to a new law that's being talked about down
right.
the And there's always new rules, there's always new regs. Sussex County knows this, the municipalities know this. So in my mind, if they want to forge forward knowing that there's going to be a regional master plan and that there could be incentives that they might want to, that might entice them to conform and that they're going to have to reevaluate this master plan again, I mean, what do we care? I mean, what do we care if they want to redo their master plan a year from now again? To me, that's their decision.
I'd like to move us into the discussion of what we should do substantively, if anything. So,
would you like me to take a seat?
Thanks very much, and you're welcome to stay, and we may have more questions for you as we go by.
Okay, and I'll gladly come up and answer any.
Thank you.
I don't know if I'm allowed.
That's right.
We got cold sandwiches.
Oh, I think if I speak, I'm allowed.
We ate all of our food, and then we got cold sandwiches.
We get the stale ones.
Thanks.
Where we stand on this issue, just to say, if we take no action related to Sussex, where we stand is that we have taken a position recommending or asking that the State Planning Commission take no action, approve no changes in plans until we adopt the Highland Plan. So that's where we are at the moment. We've said nothing.
Say that again.
We have taken a position. I'm not sure the verb.
We've recommended
that the State Planning Commission approve no changes in municipal or county plans in the planning area of the Highland area until we have adopted a regional master plan. So that's our current stand position.
We just reaffirmed it the last
meeting.
Last meeting. So that's where we stand. We have this draft resolution that has not gone through any council committees, but has gone through the process we've all heard about. So I guess my opening question would be, is there anyone who would like to introduce this resolution for consideration?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move the resolution, because I think that it goes beyond simply not taking any action or asking the... I mean, first of all, it covers the first point of the existing policy and its first point of asking them to defer, but then I think it also opens up an opportunity to further the implementation of the R&P when it's adopted, and I think it puts enough safeguards in place that, to the first point, if Sussex County puts a tremendous amount of effort into this, they should do it in full knowledge that the State Planning Commission is agreeing that they should not rely upon it in anticipation of the R&P.
I'll second that motion.
Let me ask for if you'd accept an amendment, which I don't think is substantive, but there are, for one thing, for everyone, for ease of discussion, there are 12 whereases on the first page, so if you want to sort of keep track of the other discussion, there are another 10, so 13 to 22 on the second page of the whereases. There are several whereases here that in which we seem to have divine knowledge of what the State Planning Commission thinks or will do. And I would ask Tim if you could let take them out. The first of them is the second whereas on page one, where we say that the State Planning Commission anticipates that their plans and ours, but both we and the State Planning Commission anticipate our plans will be generally consistent.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you, that's one. The other two, which are here on the second page, it's the 16th and 17th. Well, at least you would say the State Planning Commission shares the council's goal, and the State Planning Commission agrees that the petition will not establish that throughout area.
And I think if you go two down from
there,
I'm sorry, which one did you want to take this? Where the State Planning Commission agrees the petition will not establish?
Yeah, and the one right above that.
I actually think that those are central points to the protection against the conflicts with the R&P later on.
That's my question, is whether they agree. And I'll tell you, the other one is...
Well, with the general caveat that we have the executive director of the OSG who is representing that this reflects agreement and discussion. I mean,
maybe we could change, say, the Office of State. Even after Smart Growth has advised us that...
Well, if you want to make this conditional, I guess my thought on the sentence of language is that this is conditioned on the State Planning Commission agreeing to these whereases and what's involved.
May I suggest, Mr. Chairman, that we, if these are amendments, that we deal with them one at a time.
Okay, I thought that'd be easy, but okay.
Mr. Chairman, just for the record, I will say procedurally, this was set up in the way that Tim is suggesting, which as a document that would be vetted by everybody, and again, failure of time to get through it. But the notion is right that these are concepts which, hopefully through this process and through the process with the State Planning Commission, will confirm, if that's the right word, our understanding of the staffs on these points.
And we'll do this on February 21st, then? I'd be unhappy if there was a resolution saying what we addressed and we hadn't even discussed it in a meeting yet. I mean, so what's the plan? That's the plan.
I guess we're going to
consider it the 21st, is what you're suggesting.
Well, I'm not quite suggesting that. What I'm saying is, Eileen and I weren't able to get this through all the procedural steps that we had envisioned. So I think it remains an open question how to do it. I don't know if Eileen has a suggestion.
What about in the 16th, 17th, 17th? The Highland Council understands that the State Planning Commission shares the Council's goals? Or? something, I mean, this isn't, it's worded as if it was a memorandum agreement that we're both signing.
Exactly.
It's not what's before us.
Again, maybe, right, maybe I'm going to oversimplify this, but we're only talking about the planning area. State Planning Commission is obligated to solicit our input, which they have. There's nothing in the act, the law, that prevents towns and municipalities from moving forward with their master plans and their revisions. There's nothing that prevents the State Planning Commission from continuing forward with their work in the planning area. Shouldn't we just be saying, thank you for the opportunity to provide input, but we're not able to do so because we haven't finalized our regional master plan yet? And that's it. I mean, why are we going through all this? We don't have the right. It's not, you know, it's not in here, guys. I think, let them do their work. Well, they you know, they're smart. They've got lawyers. They know what they've got to comply with. And shame on them if they don't. I think this is somebody got rich doing this.
Well, let me just, we have a motion seconded, and Tim, you did agree to take out the second whereas on the first page?
On the first page, yes. And I'll leave my other one standing if other people want to make them as a motion. But are there other comments on the resolution?
I'd like to recommend an amendment that on the number one, on the first, now therefore, council recommends that the State Planning Commission insert the word not to defer action on plan endorsement of the Sussex County Growth Fund, blah, 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 blah. And then I would find it agreeable to accept the rest of the resolution.
Oh,
is there
a second amendment?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again? I didn't hear.
In number one, under now therefore?
Yes.
First line, after State Planning Commission, insert the word not.
Not defer action.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Would you like to say anything to talk your amendment?
Yes. This is up to the State Planning Commission. This is up to the Office of Smart Growth. As Kurt so appropriately put it, they know what they have to do. They have attorneys. I am not concerned that the other state agencies with which we are in harmony are not going to do their job. And additionally, that Sussex County has, as we have heard before, done everything that Sussex County has been asked to do, and they've been doing it for 4 or so years, it's not their fault that our plan has been late. Why should we continue to hold up action by the State Planning Commission on this smart strategic growth plan? Let the process go forward and let the chips fall where they may. Tom again reiterated this is a dynamic process. Nothing is set in stone forever. First thing I learned when I was elected was there's no such thing as in perpetuity. You know, you can make it whatever you want it to be. Things will change. I say let this go forward, not defer it.
Mr. Chairman. Other comments on the amendment? Yes, sure.
Just a matter of parliamentary. Parliamentary question. Do we now discuss just the amendment?
Yes.
Okay. I would like to speak against the amendment. I think the reason that we're even discussing this for a second meeting is because we value the information in the plan. We've invested in the plan. We've spent 2 years doing the plan. And we have science-based decisions and policies that we have set as a council in the draft plan. Also, we have information that the municipalities don't have the benefit of yet. Once our plan is complete, they can look at the zone overlays, the estimates for how much groundwater is available, the water quality analysis of the streams that we have included, and on and on and on, that we have included in our plan that they don't have the benefit to consider now because our plan is not out there to be opted into or not yet. So I feel strongly that if we believe in our plan, we should ask the State Planning Commission to defer action, because it's not that we don't trust they're not doing their job, it's because we're doing a different job that will influence what these municipalities are going to decide to do in terms of their strategic planning for their towns. And we're closing off And when I said that last meeting, I said we're not closing it off. But I feel that, in effect, we're shutting the door for those municipalities. Because now they are going to start down a path. And as we heard from the director of Smart Growth, they will be working on their PIAs. That's why they want to move ahead. So they're going to be working and making decisions on wastewater management planning and transportation and various actions that the county and then the municipalities will be taking in order to move their strategic plan forward. And I feel that if this has any meat to it, it's illogical. Because we're saying, don't endorse. We're saying to them, go ahead and endorse. Your amendment is saying, go ahead and let them endorse the plan. And yet, all of these caveats say, but hold everything at the door. So it's illogical. We're saying, go ahead and endorse, but don't do anything which you might change in 3 months or 4 months when we adopt our plan.
I completely disagree with your analysis.
I cannot tell you,
as strongly as you feel in favor of it, I feel you are completely off the mark on this.
Well, we totally disagree, obviously, in the two ends of the spectrum.
I'd also like to speak against the amendment. I ditto everything you said, because that's a very real-world example of what's going to happen, not theory, not that is realistic, that it's going to happen once they head down a path. That's the way this is done. And I'm going to try really hard not to sound cranky, but four of us were at public hearing last night till 8 o'clock, and we listened for 4 hours to people talk about how they have been inconvenienced and harmed by the Highlands Act. Did we not? And many points were very valid that were made. And from what I can construe today, the primary reason for the State Planning Commission to move forward is because it will inconvenience Sussex County. All due respect to you from Sussex County, I'm not picking on you. You have a job to do, like Eileen said, she has a job to do. We have a job to do. And it is to properly implement the plan and to take responsibility for the millions from the treasurer, so I can say that, millions of dollars that have been spent on this regional master plan. We have to ask the sister agency to defer taking action so they can, as it says, shall consider all available data and give due consideration to what the work that we have done. And a town can proceed, the State Planning Commission can proceed. We have no authority over them, but if we say, hey, go right ahead, ignore everything that's been done, and yeah, maybe hopefully down the road you'll consider some of our work. I don't think we've done what we took an oath to do, which was to implement this act to the best of our ability and comply with.
Once again, I think that you are misunderstanding the issue. None of that is going to take place. If the State Planning Commission and the OSG and all of the other agencies involved here are going to follow the law, follow the rules, none of what you've described, none of that doomsday scenario is going to occur. We are going to be considered. Our plan is not finished. You're talking about a science-based plan that is subject to change even now. The people who spoke at the hearings, not just last night but previously, feel that they have been injured. There needs to be some forward movement made. And this council has delayed too long for a variety of reasons to move forward. I think this is an opportunity for us to show that we are in a forward mode and not in a regressive mode.
What we have a difference on is belief systems of how, what confidence we have in what's going to happen, just to
I think it's a process question more than a substantive one at this point.
But I'd like to just say that, I got my state constitution out again, guys. And here we are as part of the executive branch. You know, we are mandated to faithfully execute the laws that are passed as part of the executive branch. And this law does not prevent them from doing what they want to do, nor does it empower us to tell the State Planning Commission that they can't do it. It's not here in the law. You know, preservation area, no development on 20% slopes, that's in the law. But there's nothing in this act that prevents them from doing what they want to do. And I'm ashamed that last week I wasn't fast enough to pull it all in, because I voted the wrong way last week on our policy, as far as I'm concerned, because we don't have the right to ask them to wait.
I think there's a distinction, though, because what you said at the beginning of your comment just now is we don't have the right to make them do it. It's different from having the right to recommend, which is the word in the The word in the first part of the motion that Jack has proposed an amendment to, the council recommends. So we would be, if the amendment is passed, we would be recommending that they not defer. We're still making recommendations, but it's just a different one. There are other comments on the amendment?
Mr. Chairman, just one last comment in opposition to the amendment. That is, I think part of our charge, our statutory charge, is to promote coordinated and comprehensive planning. And I think that when we see parallel processes going down the track that could create conflicts in the future, we have an obligation to make a recommendation that would help do that. I think this resolution structures a compromise that allows the State Planning Commission and Sussex County to move forward with all the appropriate caveats and understandings as to what exactly it is they're moving forward on. Now, the whole rationale behind the Act was that disconnected, everybody living in their own silos between agencies and levels of government was part of the problem at the root of the ecological, destruction of the Highlands region. And I don't think we should be party to perpetuating that. And this is, I think, a very fair attempt to try to resolve it in real time and keep the ability to make the plan best it can open.
I think that Tim is right, that this is a fair approach, that we're saying, it would be better if you waited until we're done. But in the interest of moving ahead and conforming with what Curtis said, that they have every right to do that. If you're going to do that, we would like these things to be followed. And I think that that's the best compromise that we can get at this period in time. I think I need to make a very good case for that.
I'd like to have a vote on the amendment. I saw some hands up. What we will do is we'll vote on amendments. When we get to an amended motion that the council is ready to vote on, we'll have public comments, and then if that suggests any further amendments or changes members want to make, we can do it at that time. So let me do it as a roll call just because it'll be clearer with people on the phone. So on the amendment to add the word not to the first part of the resolution, Kurt Alstead?
Yes.
Tracy Carluccio?
No.
Tim Dillingham?
No.
Janice Kovach?
Yes.
Mimi Letts?
No.
Debbie Pascarelli?
No.
Eric Peterson?
You got a lot of letters in front of you.
There's like all these conflicts on either way that you go.
If it helps you, the amendment's not going to pass.
You should go with the
What a holy
cow. Yes.
That's a good one.
That was a yes?
Yes.
Michael Salavera?
No.
Jack Schreier?
Yes.
Tahisha Way? Tahisha, you still here? Okay. And I will vote no. So it has 1, 2, 3, 4 votes in favor and 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 against. So the amendment fails. So we have the motion on the table. More discussion, other amendments for members of the council?
Do we have other amendments? Is that the only one?
The only one we have, at this point, we have the resolution as written with the second whereas removed, and otherwise no changes to the text.
Well, you brought up another whereas that was...
What I had suggested was where it's the 16th, 17th, and 19th on page 2, that
right.
They all say, whereas the Highlands Council understands that the State Planning Commission agrees. So the 16th, 17th, and 19th would be amended by Tim or accepted as amended.
You want to add, based upon the sworn testimony.
And you
So it would be whereas the Highland Council understands that the state. So let me just be clear. In the 16th whereas, it would say, whereas the Highland Council understands that the State Planning Commission shares the Council's goal. The next one would say, whereas the Highland Council understands that the State Planning Commission agrees. And the 19th would say, whereas the Highland Council understands that the State Planning Commission has agreed to include.
Yeah, maybe we should put them all together in one thing.
Well, no, they're separate thoughts.
Yeah, that's good.
That's the motion on the table. Are there other questions, comments?
I have a question about something you said, John, just to make sure I'm on the right wavelength. I think you said that our current stance vis-a-vis the Office of Smart Growth and the State Planning Commission is we've told them that the smart thing to do would be to wait for us.
Yes,
right. And therefore, what's in front of us now in its current configuration is a continuation of that, raising it up to the level of a resolution. But my question is, does it change what we've said in any substantive way?
It does. It does what Mimi just said a minute ago. It says that's still our position, but if the State Planning Commission is going to go ahead and approve it, we would like all the things that are in on page on the resolution part to be part of that. That we sort of that we want to incorporate the assurances and that have come between in the staff discussions over the last week, particularly, but before that.
Could this is a suggestion that may not be useful, but I will make it, and if anybody wants to pursue it, super. I'm uncomfortable with doing this as a resolution. I'm relatively comfortable with what we've said to the State Planning Commission, but taking this up into the form of a resolution seems to me sort of being impolite, going beyond the bounds of where we need to or ought to go. I'm also very comfortable with Mimi's suggestion, but I'd be even more comfortable if we simply were writing them a letter to that effect and directing either you, John, or our executive director to do that.
And what would that letter say, Michael?
Well, in effect, that we reiterate that we think that we appreciate their request for input. We're not ready because our plan hasn't become finalized. That our best advice is to wait, and if they can't wait, here are the things that we'd be concerned about.
Michael, why do you have a problem with a resolution? Why do you think a letter is preferable?
I think a resolution, I'm uncomfortable with us, in effect, telling the State Planning Commission in a formal way as a council that it doesn't really know what it's doing above and beyond what we've already said. I don't think it's polite.
We're not as polite. Oh, good manners.
Yeah, there.
Mr. Chairman, another thing to think about for members as to think about that issue of the vehicle for whatever communication you want to give is we on the staff have been currently drafting up what the council decided last week in the form of a resolution. Maybe you can think about whether that is what you were contemplating, or whether you would prefer, the thing you summarized, Mr. Chairman, as being in a letter form as well, or if that's already going to be in a resolution form, does that change the analysis about whether this follow-on one ought to be as well?
Go ahead.
One observation. I think our practice has been that when we got policy issues that there were various views on, that we wanted to the council actually, and there's a resolution on the table, and it embodies that.
If I would just add to that, I don't know if this resolution is going to pass or not. That's all another reality to deal with. But I would have no objection to changing this to a letter if that would allow us to reach some agreement on it. I'm not hung up on the form of it. I just want to add, just so we have the right words in there and we all vote on it.
Should we? More rare, more quiet. Should we go to public comments and then come back to consideration?
Okay, so what are we?
We have Tim's resolution on the table.
As amended.
As amended. And we'll hear public comments on that, and then there are no other amendments on the table.
Can I ask a question? I'm sorry to belabor this. I need to get out of here soon myself, but the last paragraph in this, just above the certification paragraph, states that Sussex County shall reevaluate its regional plan. Actually, this is not binding on it, but I just want to raise this issue. Shall evaluate its regional plan once we put our plan out for any potential conflicts. And then we request that the State Planning Commission evaluate those conflicts with further recommendations. is the intent that their certification would be contingent upon anything, any further recommendations based off of our plan?
Are you asking me?
My intent is yes, it would be, because that was Eileen's point about the fact that these provisions are incorporated into the plan endorsement agreement, then they become, in essence, enforceable. They become how OSG and the City Plan Commission evaluates the progress. And the whole idea is to prevent and resolve potential conflicts that may happen upon adoption of the RMP.
So, but it says that the State Planning Commission would make recommendations. This is the planning area, and that's what they do. They make recommendations for a modification to the plan, maybe based on what we have said.
I share some of the concerns with the shalls. There's five shalls scattered throughout the...
But they're recommended shalls.
Well, recommended.
So they all modify the beginning of paragraph 2. There are subsections of paragraph 2. The council recommends that if the state planning commission moves forward with endorsement,
then they shall.
Right.
Yeah, well,
right.
This goes back to the not defer. I mean, right. You're saying we recommend, but we recommend an action, but if you don't listen to us, then you darn well better do it this way. And, you know, if Sussex County decides in the planning area that they don't give a hoot about the resources of the Highlands, that's their business, isn't it? We don't have the right to mandate their master plan in the planning area.
Well, the way this is set up, it's saying this is our recommendation to the State Planning Commission that they include these conditions. If they choose not to do that, the State Planning Commission chooses not to do that, Sussex County.
Well, then they using the word shall.
My concern's a little bit more that we have, if they were to do this, if the State Planning Commission were to adopt that last paragraph, then their plan is really never done. It never really has certification because it's ongoing based on whatever our plan comes out with and any conflicts that come up with recommendations. So in essence, I don't know whether they... Because it's contingent upon, we're asking that it be contingent upon any conflict drawn in our plan.
But just for clarification, because in front of the State Planning Commission yesterday, their approvals, their endorsements, there's some plan implementation agreements are contingencies for the future. They are actions which are not taking place after their approval. So this would be one more contingency in that sense. So it's not uncommon. It doesn't invalidate
I can see saying contingent upon wastewater management requirements set by the DEP. But the difference here is that in the planning area, it's a conflict that's never going to go away. It's the one that bothers me about all this. We're saying we're voluntary in the planning area. But in a sense, we have some influence on what's going on in there, in a sense. So it's really not totally voluntary, in a sense. And that's where I'm just being too philosophical for this. I keep running back to this problem,
Eric, what if we say make further recommendations for voluntary compliance with the adopted Highlands Regional Master Plan? If we put that voluntary word in there, I guess that's not going to do it, huh?
Let me ask, how many people in the public want to speak on this issue? I thought that would be a sobering question.
from Sussex County.
Yeah, I would suggest let's do that, and then we can come back to this. We're not going to leave it, but then we can consider any amendments or changes or discussion we want to do. So Eric Snyder is here from Sussex County, and we're going to call him first.
Welcome to Fireman.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the council. I appreciate the opportunity to discuss this resolution. I appreciate your comments, Kurt, particularly. We intend to fully comply with the law. We intend, where a municipality decides to voluntarily opt in, to work in a manner entirely consistent with that opt-in. But your plan's not done. And I appreciate the difficulties you've had in getting a plan done. It's a very large task. You've not been able to spend a lot of time on the ground. You've had to rely on models, which by their very nature are chancy, hard to rely on, and are extremely susceptible to the vagaries of data inputs. And we've seen that demonstrated through the resource maps that were just issued. I greatly appreciate the work of the staff in meeting with us and our affected municipalities in discussing some of those oddities, if you will, particularly where lake communities were shown to be the areas preferred for development, as opposed to areas where development ought to be avoided wherever possible. I appreciate the fact that you understand that Sussex County municipalities have spent a great deal of time and effort securing center designations over the years. And that's a contract between the state and the municipality. That's a contract that is not to be abrogated, and I'm disturbed, and made this point to the staff, that for some reason these guidelines, these boundaries, are considered to be somehow less important than the pure science. But the other side of that pure science issue has two parts. One, and I've said this to the staff, so this is certainly not tales out of school, I reject the insinuation that our plan is not science-based. Planners, by their training, come from many different perspectives. Mine is solidly natural resources. My plan has been run through and worked through with the Department of Environmental Protection for the past 2.5 years. We worked directly with Commissioner Bradley Campbell and his staff from the very beginning, before we even submitted our plan, to be absolutely sure that it was clear that this plan was done in a responsible manner with due consideration of the available resource base. And I, quite frankly, am very tired of the insinuation that somebody else has a lock or the franchise on science. I'm sorry. I disagree. We have asked for a long period of time for the backup data. Obviously, members of the council would like that as well. I am delighted to look at new information. I'll be more than happy to consider more current data, if you will, different ways of looking at it. But I do not go in with the idea that somehow my plan is defective because it doesn't have a science base, because that's not true. We have worked with your staff since the inception of the Highlands Council, provided them with the information, offered them the opportunity for comment, met with them, taken their comments, responded to those comments. You ask what the sense of urgency is. For the last 1.5 years, we have, in good faith, worked with your staff and made it clear that we are interested in hearing your opinions. We have incorporated some of that information into our planning thoughts, just as we have done with every other agency, whether or not you had a plan, because I believe in the collaborative process. It's time. It's long past time. We agreed, in letters with OSG and your staff, to extend the period beyond October, when the plan was to be offered to the public. We continue to agree to take a look at whatever you have in the way of information that will inform our plan. We do not agree to be forced through any backdoor mechanism to comply in the planning region with your plan, whether we like it or not. And we reject any suggestion that via our plan endorsement application or any conditions attached thereto, that somehow we will, or our municipalities will, be forced to comply in the planning area. That's counter to the Act. I appreciate your quoting portions of the Act. And I disagree, Mr. Dillingham, with your interpretation. We've spent a lot of time. You spent millions of dollars. Perhaps we've only spent a couple hundred thousand. But we spent thousands and thousands of hours of people's time. We have, I don't know, roughly 2,500 hours of volunteer time across the county. It's been a 6-year process. We've had hearing after hearing after hearing, and we've been responsive. And nobody can deny that. So this resolution is interesting. And for the record, I strongly urge that you not adopt this resolution, that you spend your time putting together a complete and final plan. Because you're not ready yet. You can't tell me what you disagree with, because you don't have a plan that's complete, and in fact, you don't have a plan that's even accurate. Because you haven't had the time to do it. And I'm not here to say that you should have done it. I don't think that 18 months was fair for 7 counties and 88 towns. It took me 3-4 years to get mine done. And it is still subject to amendment. Just as we've said before, if a municipality wants to come in for plan endorsement, or if they wish to opt in, the county plan is subject to amendment because of that. We have agreed with DEP and with you that we're not showing specific new centers. We're showing general areas where centers probably will work out, subject to all the analyses that we've talked about before. I think that's fair. I think we have acted in entirely good faith. As I said before at the State Planning Commission meeting at which you appeared, Mr. Chairman, I expect the same from you. I do not expect constant efforts to drag the process out to no particular end, because it does not close any doors. It does not preclude you from providing information that is germane to good development practice and good resource protection practice in the Highlands. And it never will. But I absolutely reject the constant insinuation that somehow we're a bunch of rookies down below and that we should wait. Because we went on high, if you will, deliberately, because we knew that this kind of reaction, not from the Highlands because we weren't in existence at the time, but we went to the DEP from the beginning because we knew that that was an expectable reaction, that it is typical of those who often take singular perspectives to challenge a plan which by its very nature considers any number of different perspectives. Ours is a strategic growth plan that is consistent with the state development and regional development plan. It's not a preservation plan. It was never intended to be a preservation plan. It will therefore be in conflict with your plan, because your plan is a preservation plan. There are some conflicts that have to be ironed out. And for example, in centers, we have discussed and worked out language with the NJDEP that yes, there will be habitats that will be compromised in centers. The benefit to the state of New Jersey is that by virtue of redirecting development into centers, much larger areas of large-scale habitat will be protected forever. Now that's a fair deal. That's a development plan that makes sense, that treats people's equity fairly, and in fact, is consistent with the state planning effort. I believe that says it all.
Good question.
You said concern about a backdoor mechanism to force something. I really don't get that. And to Eric's point, too, I understand what you're saying, but I don't really see that how that's going to happen. So tell
me. Well, let me see if I can. I apologize if I wasn't clear. For the sake of argument, if my plan is endorsed with the requirement that I bring my plan into conformance with yours at some future time, then I have to be consistent with you. There's no voluntary nature into it. And if I have to be consistent, then every municipality in the Highlands and Sussex County that has to be consistent with the county plan and the state plan have also to be consistent. So the voluntary nature goes away entirely.
And that would be an action of the state. I mean, that's not us. That would
oh, yes, it is, because this is something that you are recommending. Now, if the state, now, I understand this is your resolution, and I appreciate the fact that the State Planning Commission may not choose to incorporate this language, and I would hope that they don't. But I will tell you that any action that requires compliance in the planning area, by any means, whether it be in so many words or whether it be by the result of various other requirements, not talking about state rules that may apply to the entire state, because we appreciate that issue. It's unacceptable.
It's unfortunate we don't have a chance to really talk about this, even just you and I, because what you just suggested in no way is what my intent is, simply that this data is considered and people that is uncomfortable with the whole act because of the home rule aspect. I would never
just a question.
Be acting to impose that. Sorry, John. Thank you.
No, but I appreciate it, because that's our concern. We're all willing to consider relevant, appropriate, important information and let that inform our decisions, but not with a gun to our heads.
I just want to say, sir, I don't think that, I hope that this doesn't put a gun to your head, because I think that we all understand that, that it is voluntary and that the wording is sufficient. It says recommend and ask you to reevaluate, but we don't require that you do anything.
I appreciate that, and I thank you for that sentiment. I just want to make sure that the nice fuzzy words of consistency and compliance and all of those good things are clearly understood not to require that. And Mr. Schreier, I do appreciate your comments, and I would certainly have voted in favor of your amendment.
Thank you.
David Trost, Sparta Township. I hate to be here again, but I guess I have no choice, because I'm going to pick up on what Debbie said. This is, last time I checked, it's still a home rule state. And this is voluntary. In fact, this state plan is voluntary. In fact, if a municipality chooses not to comply with the Council on Affordable Housing and the mandates of the Fair Housing Act, that is still a choice. Is it a wise choice? I would say probably not. But I do know some municipalities that are betwixt and between all the different agencies that they have to deal with. They've thrown their hands up and said, we can't do this anymore. Why? Because you make it so doggone complicated. The act is very simple. Municipalities will opt in to the planning area if they so choose. And I am hearing mixed messages today from some of the comments from staff, some of the interpretations of these board members, that I am not so sure that that is the case. Now, I can say, because I don't recognize anyone in this room, I sat in a room of lawmakers, municipal representatives, county freeholders. The legislators were Senator Littell, Senator Martin, and I believe it was Senator Smith. Those two were the sponsors of the bill, and they clearly said this was going to be voluntary in the planning area. And if anything else happens, let me tell you that there is the trust, because this is all based on trust, isn't it? I don't have. I'm a very trusting guy, but burn me once, burn me twice, shame on me. What's interesting is this regional master plan that Eric talked about actually started in 1998. Senator Littell came to a group of municipalities and said, I think I can get funding from the Office of State Planning to try to get you to do some progressive planning to try to be consistent with the state plan. And it was about $10,000. And we all looked at each other and said, what are we going to do with $10,000? That's stupid. Why not do a regional plan? Oh, boy, what a novel idea. So now you're going to penalize Sussex County for being ahead of the curve? That doesn't sound right. Do I agree with everything in the county plan? No, I don't. But that doesn't mean that it didn't go through a process, that at the end of the day, I can look at it and say, I support it. And that's essentially what this Highlands Plan is about. I do have one question that is I got to ask, because I hear all about the science that is behind the mapping in this. And I heard something that was said at the last meeting that disturbed me as a professional. The question is, has this plan incorporated detailed slope analysis of the Highlands region? Because I don't see a layer in any of the data that I saw in that plan. You want me under oath? I'll be under oath. I've got three licenses. I practiced a planner for over 20 years. I went to Colorado State University and the Forestry College of Natural Resources. The single most environmental factor that must be looked at when talking about water quality is steep slopes and how those slopes are going to be developed. And if you don't have it in this plan, your plan is not ready. You can't even comment. This plan was prematurely released because of political pressure. And that's wrong. Because we owe it to the people of New Jersey to do this right.
Can you keep your comments to our resolution while you understand you're against it?
I think it goes to the substance of the rejection to the amendment. You're asking the State Planning Commission to hold off on action on the county's plan because you're not done with your plan. Well, I submit to you, you're a long ways from getting your plan done. And I don't think that's fair. And it comes down to fairness. And I pledged the allegiance to the flag earlier, and it said justice for all. Well, there's a due process system here in this country, and it's called fairness. And I think the Sussex County folks deserve an answer, up or down. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I've got visuals. So let me give those to you for reference.
Good afternoon. My name is Scott Olson. I'm from Byram Township. I'd like to speak in favor of your resolution. I think it's a wonderful compromise from what you had last meeting, which I would have spoken against. There's a couple of concerns I have as far as the resolution goes, one being in the very last paragraph where it states that the Highlands Regional Master Plan is complete. And I think that might be a little ambiguous as far as what you would consider complete, whether it's adopted, whether it's complete enough in a draft form to be utilized. The very last paragraph before certification.
At the time that it is complete.
Complete.
Because we had a future date.
Right. What's the definition of complete? That, I think that should be defined so that you're not hanging forever on that as well. And I think one of the other issues, I think you're doing the right thing. You've got new information that you're bringing forward that can be used. Mr. Snyder himself said that there will be conflicts between his plan and your plan. And I think this allows you the opportunity to iron out those conflicts. To go ahead and sit down, and you're asking the Planning Commission to consider holding off on it. I would agree that your first therefore is correct, and if they choose not to, you're allowing yourself option to comment. One of the things that I would ask that you consider, and I gave Eileen a copy of this map, is that there are areas outside of the Highlands region which you have no legal jurisdiction over, but still affect the Highlands itself and Highlands waters. And I think you have the right to comment on those regions, and I think you should reserve the right to comment on those as well as part of this resolution. Just specifically, the one that I showed you the map here, there are three areas of development proposed in the Sussex County plan. One of them is a town center, and it shows a 600-unit Beezer Homes development. There's two other projects. They all straddle Highlands waters. The stream that's shown in blue there comes out of Byram Township, goes out of the Highlands legislative designation, into Andover Township and Andover Borough, and then back into Green Township where it re-enters the Highlands. Although that water is not Highlands water where it's possibly affected by this development, it starts and ends as Highlands water and becomes part of the Pequannock River. I'm sorry, the Pequest River. So I think you should reserve the right to comment on this type of thing, and I think there'll be other areas in the fringe as well that you'll see these types of effect in. While it's not under your purview, I think you should just reserve the right to comment on that, and I think this resolution does that. There's a center designation already in Newton and Hampton, which uses Highlands water from Sparta Lake in Sparta. If there was to be any more dense development there, any more additional water usage there, that's something I think you should reserve the right to comment on. And I think just by limiting yourself to planning area only, you might be losing some of the opportunity that you have to comment on other things that affect the Highlands and the Highlands waters themselves. So, like I said, I'd just like to speak in favor of the resolution. I hope you pass it, and thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Good morning. I'm speaking on behalf of the New Jersey Highlands Coalition. We are urging you to pass this resolution. However, I have some additional comments. I think that a major governmental statement, which is not being reflected adequately in the discussions today, are actually the words in the state plan, which Eileen was kind enough to lend me at the moment because I did not have a copy with me. The state plan identified the Highlands as a special resource area, and I would recommend that there be in the whereases quotes from the state plan as follows: that the state plan identified the Highlands as a special resource area, and that the Highlands Act is an implementation of this recognition. The whereas would say that whereas the SDRP recognizes the Highlands as a special resource area, and whereas the SDRP called for the Highlands Special Resource Area planning and implementation strategies to achieve consistency with the goals of the state plan, the state should initiate the following initiatives. Establish a governmental planning initiative. Secure the protection of water quality and water supply, natural resources, open space, unique landscape, and community character. Identify and address the existing and prospective conditions, opportunities, and challenges in the Highlands region. Promote sustainable economic development. Undertake a regional capacity analysis to determine levels and locations of growth that can be sustained within the Highlands region while maintaining the functional integrity of the regional ecosystems, agriculture, water supplies, and local community character. Establish sound planning, development, and water use practices to maintain and enhance the quality and function of the water ecology, including the groundwater, aquifer recharge area, headwater streams, rivers, lakes, reservoirs, and the forested areas
that
support.
Don't have to agree.
All right.
If we're going to consider this as an amendment, I think we'd want to see it in writing. So
all right. Okay. Well, basically, I'm urging that you take the language out of the state plan itself and incorporate it into the whereas, and follow that by whereas the Highlands Act and the regional plant master planning process being undertaken by the Highlands Council implements this language from the state plan. In our opinion, the Highlands plan is implementing the state plan. It therefore supersedes in the Highlands whatever planning may be going on through the State Planning Commission. Your body is implementing this at a much higher level then at a more detailed level than the State Planning Commission is doing. And that should be recognized in the whereases. You are not equal to the State Planning Commission in the Highlands area. You are above it. And I think that, you know, that this council should recognize its precedence in the Highlands region. Yes, okay. I would like to add a few phrases, if I may. I think it's unfortunate that simply because Sussex County spent 5 years working on the master plan, that their efforts are being recognized as comparable to the Highlands planning effort. And I personally attended for 2 years many of the meetings of the Strategic Growth Committee, and it was absolutely minimal public participation. I could go on and on citing the deficiencies and the problems with that planning process, and I really think that in the resolution that the whereas that that there really needs to be a recognition, it needs to be stated that the planning process did not in fact fulfill the goals and standards that were set out in the contract with the Office of Smart Growth in its initial contract for the $300,000 that the county received. Thank you. Do you have any questions?
Are there other comments? Yes.
I'm Robin O'Hearn from Skylands Clean. I just want to say I also support the resolution, and the reason I support it is that I believe that a lot of the science that you have developed and the mapping that you have developed needs to be incorporated into the state plan. We're all aware of areas within the state plan where things are designated PA1 and PA2. Some of those areas now show that there are significant environmental constraints to those sites, and I think it's only helpful and appropriate to hold off on the Sussex County plan, allow some of your data to be incorporated into the state plan, and review their Sussex County plan based on that lens, which with a much more complete and up-to-date state planning document. Thank you.
Good morning. Helen Heinrich, I'm speaking as another licensed professional planner and someone that has spent the last more than 15 years following the course of the state plan and its development from something that all the counties, at least the rural counties, totally rejected and wanted to revolt against in the first version of the plan, to something that I think most planners would say is making real progress on the municipal level as well as the regional level as you follow the reiterations of the plan and the cross-acceptance processes. If you really were there, I think you would see a big change and in the local understanding of what planning is all about over this period of time. First of all, I want to address the science-based plan.
We're going to run out of time. Okay. You can find your comment
all right.
For the resolution.
Okay. But you said in the beginning of this meeting that the county planners had problems with the mapping. So how is your science-based plan to be accurate enough to insist that everybody else follow it? I think we can't even get the layers to find out what data you're using. What I've passed out to you, I wanted you to have before you vote on this, because it concerns me, no matter what your resolution is, that your level of lack of confidence in the state planning process, I think, is not going to serve the state of New Jersey very, very, very well. And so I passed out something that, you know, I'm sure you won't read it, but if you just look through it, this is what went on yesterday, a monitoring report for one town that has come before the State Planning Commission for plan endorsement, and a report a year later of the progress that they've made. They have about a 5 or 6 page plan implementation agenda, which is very detailed. I, you know, big people who think it's not detailed enough don't really look at the information that's being asked for. Very detailed. This particular town has to do this. It's a beautiful example of the way agency coordination ought to happen, because it's a town that's in the Pinelands, CAFRA, and also under the state plan. And a major effort has been made to coordinate them, and that's what I think we all hope will happen between your body and the State Planning Commission as equals, not with this, you know, who's going to be on top kind of discussion all the time. And I think that was the intent of the legislature from the parts that she read and part that Wilma read. It said, in conformance with the State Planning Commission or the state plan. That doesn't mean that this plan and this data necessarily supervents another planning process that has to take into consideration all the state agencies at the table. And when things are decided, it's with the approval of all the state agencies so that their benefits can flow to those municipalities. And I think lots of us would wish that kind of process were necessary for your plan as well. But I think in terms of the resolution, I would favor Mr. Schreier's, but you voted that down. I think it's the best you can get, and I think you should trust that the process will honor your needs and not have any misgivings that it won't. You can't believe the number of opportunities you will have to be involved in future considerations of towns or counties in the plan endorsement process. Thank you.
Come on up. Yeah. I just want to say, I think, I don't know if we speak for all council members, but certainly myself, I think a lot of us have knew this is about the process. And as has been said in some recent meetings in the past, in retrospect, we should have developed memorandums of agreement with other state agencies earlier, so we have a process developed. And we're sort of using this particular one that's the first one to rise to work out a process. There's no criticism meant or implied about the substance of, or the effort, or the good faith that's gone on with the State Planning Commission, the Office of Smart Growth, Sussex County. It's about trying to set up a process that is mindful of a new and major and significant law that's been on the books for the last couple of years.
Hi, I'm Mike Hurston. I'm the Highlands Issues Coordinator for the Sierra Club, and I'm speaking today on behalf of the Sierra Club. Kurt Olstead said, what do we care? Well, you should care, because you're supposed to be satisfying the goals of the Act and protecting our water supply. Your resolution should point out that the State Planning Commission, to point out to them that there are indeed habitats that will be compromised by the own admission of the Sussex Planner. And you should show them exactly what all the inconsistencies are between the Sussex Plan and your draft RMP. That would be very helpful to the State Planning Commission in considering plan endorsement, and there's nothing stopping you from doing that right now. The planner from Sussex said the plan endorsement does not close any doors. Well, I submit to you that it opens doors for development, and that by deferring consideration of the RMP until after plan endorsement, you will be closing the barn door after the horse has escaped. Once the horse has escaped, once you have developed a habitat, you can't restore it. So there's no way to put the horse back in the barn. Maybe you messed up and you couldn't finish your RMP in time, but that's no reason to throw the doors wide open for development. There are real inconsistencies between the sprawl goal of the Sussex Plan and your charge of water protection and protection of our water supply. Much has been made of the 6 years that Sussex has devoted to their plan. But you should realize that the Highlands plan has been over 100 years in the making, going back to the 1906 plan. Water protection is at a critical juncture right now. This would be a great disservice to the goals of the Act to throw things open like this. Please do not give away the Sudetenland. you will be losing the race for open space. You have seen a rush of development documented already in the newspapers in the planning area since the act was passed. Plan endorsement of the Sussex plan will exacerbate development. Sussex County is the Sudetenland. And now I have a statement to read.
The
Sudetenland. You're from... Right, thank you.
It's a part of Czech Republic.
Yeah, no, that's where the horse is.
Okay. I have a statement now to read on behalf of the Sierra Club.
About this resolution?
Yeah, well, yes, indeed. The Sussex County plan is tainted. The Sierra Club opposed the center designations for Vernon and Sparta. These areas have environmental resources that are in real peril. The center designations were inserted into a budget bill in exchange for Senators Littell's support of a budget bill. This happened while the senator's wife was a paid lobbyist for the IntraWest Mountain Creek development in Vernon. I'm almost finished. The Sussex plan for centers in Sparta and Vernon were not based on science, but on political science and profit for developers, not in protection of the water supply.
We're on the verge of losing a quorum, so I'd like
to... You should urge... let me just... one more sentence, please. You should urge the SPC in the strongest possible terms to defer the plan endorsement for Sussex County and not include any of the language in paragraph number 2 in the resolution for be it resolved. Thank
Sorry
you.
Sorry to cut you off, but thank you. Michael Salivari, are you still on the phone?
I am still here, and I'm close to asking you if I could call the question because I can't be here much longer.
That's what I was about to say. We have a total of 9 members. I think the odds of us getting any votes for anything are very small.
One quick question.
Yeah, go ahead.
My name is Greg Silver. I'm a county mayor for Warren County since 1974. And just two questions.
One question I have.
I hope the council is differentiating between the County Planning Act and what a county master plan is and what a municipal master plan is. County Planning Act is the guide. And we're going into the planning area, it's a guide for that community. Whether and the cooperation, if, again, 14 months ago or 16 months ago, I sat this council, and an MOU was supposed to be done for the Office of Smart Growth and COA. I don't know where that's at. But again, you don't go out and be cooperative to the people here that are trying to do this and been in this process. County planning, the Sussex County Plan is just a guide for the municipalities. If you want to get the cooperation of the municipalities and enforce your plan in the planning areas, you have to be cooperative. And that's all I have to say.
The phone voice of throwing a question, I think, is where we need to be at this point. We have the motion on the table, which is essentially, with minor modifications, the draft resolution we received this morning. Again, I'll do a roll call vote. Kurt, all set?
No.
Tracy Carluccio?
Yes.
Tim Dillingham?
Yes.
Janice Kovacs is gone, I think, right? Janice?
I'm still here. I'm sorry. Okay. Yes.
You vote yes? Was that a yes?
You're voting on the resolution, right?
Correct.
All right, yes.
Mimi Letts.
Yes.
Debbie Pascarelli.
Yes.
Eric Peterson.
No.
Jack Schreier.
No.
Michael Salivara.
Well, recognizing that it's lost, and also reminding folks that I think we are already on record with the State Planning Commission, I will vote no.
Okay.
That was a yes or no?
That was a no.
That was a no.
So, and I would vote yes, but that's 3, 4, 5, 6. So that it has lost 6-3. I believe we don't have 8 votes to approve anything on the subject, would be my guess. So what I'd suggest is that we have the Plan Development Committee meet between now and our next council meeting, which is February 15th. If there is any action we want to take at the meeting on February 15th, we would then have a few days to get it to the State Planning Commission before the February 21st meeting. Anyone see a better thing to do? This is my question. All right. That then is their motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right. Thank you all.
We actually have to